Watson Hall presents.
With Shimin Beg as the Game Master.
Hey! Hello and welcome to another installment of the Nick Nosh franchise. The Noshverse.
The Noshverse.
Yeah. If you have ticks on your character sheet, you may roll them, of course.
Pretty sure I resolved them all last time.
I think we did.
We'd have been gagging for it.
I'm sure you would. Off in the way.
So, Yogi Horror, they got to resolve their ticks after every session.
What? Yeah, right. Weirdos.
Our scene unfurls itself bat-like in the ancient county of Devon. More specifically in Plymouth.
Oh!
Sanrol!
Sanrol!
No, the hose are down on Harbour Street.
Yeah. It's early summer, pleasant weather, etc. And you are going about your ordinary business. Popular veteran, weird fictional author Mick Nosh has vanished.
What?
Again. Right. Who does he owe money to?
Who does he owe manuscripts to?
Publisher. And I can't believe it. It's his round again.
How do we know he's vanished?
So, this is the question. It's the season of things like catch fanciers, dog ogglers, pigeon flirters, the county show, and such like, where Mick would typically either be hired in to provide veterinary support, or possibly ask to give a small speech for that prize.
Right.
Now, obviously, it is also deadline season, and Mick he did post about going no contact for a bit, so he's always very, very good at, you know, maintaining the no contact thing, obviously.
Yeah.
Sometimes for minutes, it's fine. While he finished providing his latest manuscript through a glass of Barclay, but it has been too long. You're pretty sure the deadline he mentioned, or at least his deadline, for dinner revisions has passed.
Interesting.
There's no sign of it. Any of you, the sort of people who attend things like county shows?
No, too smelly.
But mostly giving people lifts to and from them.
It depends if I'm observing somebody who is actually at the show.
Yeah, you might well be, because there are a lot of the sorts of people who might, for example, be angling for a divorce on various grounds.
Yes.
Are one of the sorts of people who attend the county show the pigeon flirters and the dog ogglers.
Especially pigeon flirters.
I would probably, if possible, have a little stand with a stack of Mick's books. I run his website, but largely overshadowed by my books that I pushed slightly in front.
So you might have noticed a slightly unusual omission, which is one of the local prominent families, the Harknesses, normally make a pretty good showing at these sorts of things. And I've talked about, and, you know, win a few prizes. They seem to be quite good at the whole, horse breeding, dog breeding, pigeon breeding, etc.
Until they get killed.
Contract some kind of horrible zoonoses. And they haven't shown up at all, which obviously lots of people competing are quite pleased about. But it's just a bit unusual. There is, you might say, a dearth of Harkness.
Ah. Boom.
Is that all the puns out the way now, Steve?
Maybe.
God, no.
Okay.
But this is at this time of the morning. Are you mad?
And, you know, Nick is still at the table.
You may have to supply your own, but...
Right, I'm just working out. Am I good at persuading?
Considering your career choices up to this point, I would have to say probably not great.
Okay. That's interesting. No, none of the Harknesses.
Yeah.
Have they ever expressed an interest in mine or Mick's work?
Not particularly. They're a bit old money.
Yeah. Have I had any dealings with them?
You will probably give them rides around the place.
No, he's the rider.
Yeah.
I'm the dick.
Yes.
Dick by name, investigator by nature.
Absolutely. You've probably had multiple people hiring you to do some digging into Virgil Harkness, who is played by Terry Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I think no more needs to be said there.
Oh, fantastic.
People needing to track him down to have serious conversations with him, possibly involving baseball bats.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time before they find out.
Lovely bloke, great tipper.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. These are basically the same thing.
Yeah.
What was that called, Colin?
Your name is Charles Chilgutz.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's all coming back to me now.
Yes, whether you wanted to or not.
Along with breakfast.
That's probably the one you would have known about. Any of you into art at all?
Not particularly.
I am a photographer,
mm-hmm.
but that's more from a professional point of view rather than a... But I like, I'll go to exhibitions and stuff.
Yeah, you might have seen watercolours and stuff. You'll see Janet Harkness in exhibits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's a sort of marked departure from the slightly gothic, brooding nature of the rest of them. She's a fairly sensible woman who likes doing watercolours.
Cool, okay.
Do you think she does an advice column for one of the regional newspapers? You know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, they're sort of, gothic is probably the word you would first bring to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Agony Auntie Honoria, my father wants me to marry my cousin, but I'm already married to my brother.
Have you considered drowning yourself under the bridge of the family car? Okay. So, what to do? You're missing a Mick.
Keep ringing him.
Mm-hmm.
But, the traditional approach is usually to go round and... see what's happening at his place.
Yeah, we'll go round, we'll get the key from underneath the flower pot, mm-hmm. as usual.
It's under a different flower pot now. He was listening to you last time you talked about security.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
I'm half tempted to say I've put a load of CCTV around, just basically for the next time somebody breaks in, I can actually just go around and get all the kit back from him. From them, because everyone thinks he's worth far more than he actually is.
Mm-hmm. He works hard to get that impression.
You
give him a couple of calls. You get kind of what the current version is, but the out of service area sort of message.
Okay. Well.
You
go around to his house.
Go around. Yeah.
None of us is going to think of leaving a message. I mean, what century is this anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've probably messaged him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's not been any responses.
Yeah. Where are you, you?
Yeah.
Insert expletive here.
Yeah. Message could not be delivered. You call around to his house, you open the door. Everything seems to be in order. First impression, there's no...
Right, you're not allowed to use those because they're too heavy and we're recording.
Oh, you can.
Thank you, Sam.
Roll them on something.
I'll roll them on this plate.
I will strangle you with my bare hands. yeah. Everything seems to be initially in order. No, you know, bullet holes, no trails of blood, no skeletons.
No slime going down the stairs.
No slime, no strange odours.
So this is Nick's house.
He must have had the cleaners in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's tidier than it usually is. I mean, I can see bits of carpet and everything.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he working on
a book? Yeah, rubbish. Look, he's not been doing it here.
Pop over to the study, perhaps?
Yeah, let's have a double check.
Yeah, also things like, you know, are there usually shoes in the hall? Is there a pair missing? That kind of thing.
So there's a space where you might expect some shoes to be. There are, I'm pretty sure, his latest slightly fancy coat is missing. You go up to the study. Now, to be fair, there are stacks of paper strewn across the place. Some of his books, one was possibly, you know, looking like it was last time, making sure it's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're kind of shoved to one side a bit. There's signs that there's a couple of books that have been left on the table. There's signs of rummaging in the bookshelf. Looks like he might have got distracted from his book by doing something else.
Hmm. Can we see, have a quick, I mean...
What are the books that are out to play?
Charles, you probably know more about this sort of rubbish than we do.
Yeah, all right, let's have a look. Anything stand out as not...
Yeah, how scientifically minded are you?
Oh, well, I've read a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Can I roll a cult? That's basically science, isn't it?
Roll a cult.
Forty-four. Yes, that's a pass.
This is definitely not a cult. That is what you can. Right, so the stuff he's working on, yes, absolutely. You're a bit distracted by that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's pulled down some, you know, biology textbooks, kind of genetics thing. I mean, maybe it's through the book.
Oh, he's not writing something for his for the vet thing, is he?
Might be doing some vet work. I mean, popular vet, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bit theoretical for the sort of stuff you'd expect him to be normally doing. You know, a bit of flick through. Either of you two scientifically minded?
God, no.
Well, it's some of this, you know, from the blob, this nonsense, this established wisdom. So I don't know why I'd be looking at that.
Yeah. What's the name of that lassie that looks after him when he's actually doing his job? No, not this. Not his writing gig. What?
Vet nurse.
Well, yeah, that's it. She's the one who basically trails around after him, apologising. We probably should know this because actually we were talking to her when in the cloning one.
I can't remember.
No, I can't remember. Her name either. I can't remember her name either.
Maybe Julie. Maybe Julie. Don't think I have a copy of my here, you see.
No.
No, I do. Hang on. Let's see if I've got any names.
So at the practice.
No, those are the cultists.
Reformed cultist turned vet nurse.
Less reforms than you might hope. No, I can only find the names of the actual cultists from that one.
Okay. Okay, let's call
Julie. It is
Julie.
Let's call her Julie.
Yeah.
Well, we probably could do get in contact with her anyway. See if he's been. Is he actually skiving from the practice? Is he claiming to be sick? Like he normally does when he's writing a book. Or is he actually taking time off? Or is he actually there? You know, I mean, it might be that he's doing veterinarian with stuff.
Well, we could bring the practice.
Yeah.
Let's do that then.
Oh, do me a favour, bring the plate and I'll eat you all.
You give the practice a call.
Ta.
Hello, what's your name of veterinary practice?
Oh, hello.
Hi, can we speak to...
Oh, I'm just talking.
Julie.
Julie.
Yeah, whatever.
Julie Magie.
Julie speaking.
Hi, Julie, this is... Dick Boz, you might remember me. I'm one of Nick's friends.
Yeah, is he up something again?
Well, we were kind of hoping he was with you.
No, he's booked 4 hours off.
Oh, has he actually booked it off, or is he on the wag?
No, he's booked it off. He's working on his book. Went off a week ago.
Okay. Is this book one of his vet books?
No, it's the other stuff.
Oh, okay, the weirdo thing.
Yeah.
I might have a word with Charles about that side of it, but have you talked to him this week?
Hang on, let me just check the notes. The only thing, he asked us not to call him because, you know, he's working on his book, and you know what he gets. But there was quite a persistent client that wanted to talk to him, so I did eventually put them in his direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. I've not actually spoken to him at all.
Oh, okay. Who was the client?
What's his face? Joe Harkness?
Oh, great.
Well, you know, they're good clients. Very lucrative.
Well, yeah, when they pay.
Well, they do pay.
Eventually. Well, yes. Oh, that reminds me. We did settle the bill for me going round to them and...
That's... I think that went off a couple of weeks ago. It should be in this month's.
Brilliant. Oh, that's good
stuff.
Cheers
for that.
No, well, I mean... Much as I'd like to deny it, Mick is a mate, so, mates rates and all that, so.
Yeah. Much appreciated.
Mm. My wife once got money out of a publisher, which they admitted they owed, by turning up with small daughter and Dalmatian. all the staff loved the Dalmatian, who was let loose first. Then it was clear that she was going to let loose the small daughter as well.
And they paid up.
There's something wanting a house call.
Okay. It might be worth...
Oh, did you go to
I want to call it a fair, but it's not, it wasn't. The show of the weekend.
No, I didn't. I was out with my mum, but I think David went.
Yeah. Do you know who wasn't there? The Harknesses. Very odd.
What?
Yeah, I mean, normally they're there sort of basically with him chasing the girls and...
Take a couple of prizes.
Presenting and bits and pieces. And
yeah. Very reliable.
Yeah. Oh, Charles is here. Let me hand you over.
All right, Julie.
Hello, Charles.
You're all right.
Okay. If you start to be weird,
a swift strike around the head with a blunt object to recess him.
All right. Good. Really good to talk to you, Julie.
You
can
use your
shells.
Bye.
Oh, okay. He's not improved.
Well, you know.
Nah. Yeah. Okay. If we bump into him, anything you want to pass on from the practice?
No, he's got another week off, you know.
Yeah.
We'll have some stuff stacked up from when he comes back, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he's bored, he's sitting around twiddling his thumb, you know, he's basically just, especially if he's writing, he needs to get back to the real world. needs to get back to buying rounds.
Get back to answering
an email. Writing is the real world.
Yeah. So, cool. Anyway, thanks, love.
All right.
I'll see you soon.
See ya.
Cheers. Bye.
If it was up to you, he'd never finish the Devil's Etchy Day, would he?
Well. Yeah. So, knowing that he was looking.
When we were there, presumably we'd know his car.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm assuming it wasn't there.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still there, aren't we? I think we phoned from his house.
Yeah, you're at his house.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, car is gone. Something you will have noticed within approximately 30 seconds is the absence of dog.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah, where's current dog? Insert dog's name.
What is dog's name? Obviously I named the dog. What did I name the dog?
Bessie.
Fido.
You'd never meet a vet. You are unironically called their dog Fido, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Why? Not down
Rex, Brutus,
Khan,
you bastard,
Fang.
He'd call it something like a cult, surely. I would.
I do not have the dog's name in this version of the document. Failure, abject failure.
Yeah, we need a wiki for the Narshmurth verse.
We really do.
We need a theory Bible.
Yeah.
Future.
Or just a Bible.
Future objective. Funding for a series Bible.
Right, I finally finished my character.
I mean, it's not a franchise until somebody else is writing adventures in it, after
exactly.
all.
Of course. Yeah, there is no sign of dog whose name is...
Well, he's very proud of it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Any... Alright. No,
his name is Wolf.
Dog.
No, food is not out. Lead is not out. Lead is off the hook. So
he's out walking with it.
Or he could have taken it. I mean, to be fair, call the Harkness is what you... Well, actually, you can call them pretty much anything you want. Yeah, they might, if you were to turn up with a dog, they're not going to complain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they, yeah. Well, they're old.
And to be fair to Mick, I mean, he, for choice, he'll bring the dog with him. You know, if only for something to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, admittedly, the dog's more intelligent than he is, but, you know, that's beside the point.
It's a bit harsh.
Is there anything else
you
want to check in the house?
Still not giving the dog authorship credit.
I can't find it. I just saved my character and now I can't find it. So there will be a match while we do that.
Just bring up File Explorer and it should be the first thing. It should be in your recent files.
That you would think. Wouldn't you? Oh, there we go. Oh, we went there. Okay, thank you. Good.
So you've checked the kitchen, you've checked study, you've checked the living room.
All right, check upstairs.
Yeah, check upstairs. Has he taken a change of clothes or anything, or is he... I wouldn't have
expected. Might not be so obvious, but yeah.
Yeah, there is actually...
Has he taken a suitcase?
Yeah, suitcase checked hold.
There's a small suitcase that's kind of out, as though perhaps pulled down and discarded. Have a look. It looks like someone's, perhaps taken out a suitcase or something.
Yeah.
All right.
Perhaps he thinks he's on the pull.
Look, that's so plausible.
Mm. With his dog?
I've heard that's quite effective.
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah. Where can I get a dog?
Well, you're talking to the wrong person here, mate.
Can we...
I can tell you where the dogging sites are, but that's a different matter. Trust me, you don't want to know about them.
I don't.
Dirty.
You keep mentioning them, though. Let's... have a look on his computer.
Yeah, obviously you still know the password from last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's password with a zero now.
Mm-hmm.
He's been listening to you about security.
Oh, for the love of God.
I know, because he's pasted it on a post-it note.
Yeah.
But the post-it note's on
there.
Oh, he's getting somewhere.
Oh.
That is safer than saving it in a file on his computer. It's holding that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so yeah, you get in. There's a sort of break roughly a week ago. Just before that, there are various things about science fiction related topics, dogs, what looks like, you know, some research for this book. And then there's a fairly dramatic switch over to quite a lot of research about animal breeding, plant breeding, genetics, this sort of topics.
All right. Some biology stuff he's doing here. It's like he's segueing more into science fiction and stuff. So I'm more the horror.
Yes,
I'm a science numpty, but can I tell anything more specific? Is there a particular focus, save search terms, that kind of thing?
Look at his history.
Yeah, I've probably had the most succinct way to explain it. It's basically animal breeding, plant breeding, propagation.
But it wasn't, you know, specifically inbreeding or specifically inherited characteristics
not
or...
Not specifically anything.
Yeah.
A variety, perhaps as though he wasn't entirely sure what he needed to find.
Hmm.
But he's kind of been, you know, brushing up, perhaps.
Kind of generalistic.
Yeah. And that's when you know, look at the hole in his library, you know, that's the sort of handful of books that are missing around that sort of area. You know, so there's some stuff about, you know, it might be stuff about inbreeding, it might be stuff about, you know, inherited disorders or, incompatibility or whatever. There's also, he's also spent at least a couple of hours browsing through stuff about exotic animals. So he's found, you know, reptiles, rabbits, which are exotic beasts, stuff about zoo animals, breeding programs for zoo animals. Rather outside his usual field for Plymouth.
Yeah. Interesting. Anything else do you reckon we can get from here? Make sure, actually, check it, go into the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Is the milk off?
There's a little bit of milk left that's probably gone off, but it might be the sort of thing you might leave it and then think, well, if it's gone off and come back, I'll just chuck it.
Yeah.
Nothing obvious. Some stuff a bit that is half eaten has been bunged into the freezer.
Yeah.
Things are in reasonably tidy state, as you might leave them if you were planning to go away for a few days.
Cool. So it looks like his nose was going. Yeah. He doesn't look like he's...
It's consistent with having deliberately gone somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than being kidnapped this time.
First time for everything.
Yeah. Don't worry. Next time.
Yeah. Oh dear.
So, what would you like to do with this information?
Well, I think we probably need to kind of next step. So, he's not done anything with the practice. However, he did go over to the Harknesses.
Mm-hmm. And he did have. You know, he had an appointment with you lot, which he has so often failed to turn up for.
Oh, but I mean, to be fair, I mean, that's kind of par for the course, isn't it?
Don't encourage that sort of behaviour.
No. So.
I think it would be fair to go round to them in a friendly way. Have you seen him?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they're not showing up themselves is interesting in itself. But.
Yeah. Is there any reason why I might need to go and see them professionally at the moment? Or has all of that been sorted again?
Make me a look roll.
I might be. Yeah. There's one downside with this thing. It doesn't like. It's good for the battery, but it's not good for that. 63 under 65.
Okay, would you like to tell me what the reason is your specification
for? Right, okay, so to be fair, he. What's the first name again?
Virgil.
Virgil. I'll keep wanting to call him Terry. He might end up being Terry. He's Terry in my brain already.
So who's Joe? Is Joe the wife? Or?
Joe is the patriarch.
Oh.
Joseph
Harkness. Oh, okay.
Played by Roger Delgado.
but
he's a goodie then.
Yeah, but Virgil, I'm guessing, has a tendency to not always pay his debts. So I've had to go
you
around
could
with that.
Say that, yeah.
He has had a tendency to be involved with other people's wives.
Yes.
So I've had to go around with that.
He occasionally agree to become involved in what you might call schemes.
Yes, indeed.
Of dubious legality.
Yeah. And I think that might be, I'm kind of feeling that there has been a gambling syndicate that he was involved in that wasn't necessarily very legal. It's been stopped by the police. He, as usual, was just not visible as far as they were concerned. But there are some creditors who would like him to pay up the money he owes. They can't go in too heavy-handed because it's illegal and has been found out, but they would still like their money.
And the Harknesses, I suspect, tend to say things like, see you next week at the show, Chief Constable.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I can go. I might. Yeah, let's go with.
Yeah.
And obviously, Don can give me a lift.
Usual expense account.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, no. I mean, this is going. This is a legitimate thing, mate. You can come along, Charles. Please don't ogle. What was her name?
Jubilee.
There's a number of them.
Yeah.
So I can ogle all the others.
Janet was the one you mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zaspidistra. Florence. Driver.
It's a bit posh for me.
Yeah. Didn't she take Best Presented Philly at the show last year?
Possibly, yeah.
The board game cafe is booked for 2 o'clock.
Okay. Excellent. Good.
Yeah, you hop in the taxi and go around to the
shotgun
house. Not allowed that in town.
No.
Go in the back then, tell her.
Not within the borders of Plymouth, in the Badlands.
Alright.
I'm just picturing the sign with the bullet holes in it saying, welcome to Plymouth, bracket, not Cornwall.
Go around to the townhouse. It is a fairly large, but not mansion type, townhouse. Probably Georgian. There probably actually is parking because they're that sort of family.
So yeah.
Obviously, not very much. But the first thing you'll notice as you pull in will be the car, which belongs to Nick.
Yeah. Oh, he's here. Bit odd. Okay.
Well, that's solved that then.
Yeah. Well, while I'm here, I may as well do my business. Right. I need to speak to Virgil.
Okay.
Again. Because life would be boring. I think.
Is he trying to get help?
Yeah.
you're doing your stuff. I'll just go and have a look at the car.
Mm-hmm.
Is it locked?
Let me have a look at the car. It's not very locked.
No, it's not locked.
Oh, I thought this door was locked. It must have unlocked all the others. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything in it?
Nothing unusual, actually. There is notably not a suitcase.
Right. No dog.
No dog. There is some evidence of there having been a dog, but that's not surprising.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, I'll go, not knock on the front door, but knock on side door, yeah. Tradesman's entrance type mm-hmm. thing.
Some sonorous clang sounds.
Oh, that's a nice word.
Wait a couple of minutes, you hear a shuffling sound. And just a minute! And eventually, the door is, the unclick of latch, and the door is swung back by Abner. You'll recognize Abner, the sort of cleaner general factotum of the house, played by Werner Breslau.
Okay.
Yeah.
You rang, sir.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah. Hello, Abner. Is Virgil in?
Why don't you come in?
Oh, can we come in?
Why not?
Oh, thank you. There's nothing in the car.
Would it have people lingering outside? Yeah. I'm afraid the family are not home today, sir.
Oh, okay. I notice McNash's car's out the front. Is he here or is he with the family?
Mr. McNash has agreed to accompany the family to assist with the some medical problem.
God, I wouldn't have him. You mean for an animal?
I presume.
Oh, God. I thought for one horrible moment.
No. Midway is with them if they have any medical needs.
Midway?
Yes, the family chiropractor.
All right.
They're very sceptical about doctors.
Well, they are. They inject you with them antennae all the time.
Giving you all these newfangled antibiotics, and that's biotics are good for you. So.
Yeah, we're biotic.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
But Midway is a fixture, obviously. Midway has been definitely not. One would hesitate to use the word leeching off. But,
leeches are a different guy.
Associated with the family for many years. Please do sit down, gentlemen. Some tea, brandy, crumpets.
Yep.
Presenting
you
tea, brandy,
and
crumpets. Thank you.
Abner, I appreciate it. You've remembered. White was six. Fantastic. Well done, lad.
A selection of honeys is available.
Oh, I know. No. Don't touch that book.
I recommend the heather, particularly.
Yeah.
He's got this manner, but he's all right, really.
Yeah. I suspect I've had quite a lot of dealings with him over the years.
Yeah.
He's
often an intermediary between you and whichever member of the family is paying off Virgil's debts to avoid embarrassment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in no way am I wanting to pressurise you out, but I could do with talking to Virgil for certain other gentlemen do.
I see. Very regrettable of the occurrence.
You heard about the incident in town.
I certainly did not.
No. So the incident, obviously, you didn't hear about and that the police weren't called to.
Mm.
He was lucky this time, but his luck is starting to run out. I really do need to have a little chat with the gentleman.
The family have retired to the country house.
Oh, okay. Do you think it would... So after last time, would it be appropriate for me to call?
If you are able to make your way to Gloomanus, I'm sure it would not be a presentable.
Okay, so nobody's going to go after me with a shotgun this time.
No, I shouldn't think so.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But
not the first time, won't be the last. But she was quite a good shot.
Yes. Regrettable incident.
Yeah.
I hope the new trousers were satisfied.
Yes, and managed to get most of the pellets out.
Miss Lawrence is very accomplished.
Yes.
Lady.
Yes, I know.
Also, approximately 90. almost entirely deaf.
Yeah,
possibly because of the shotgun.
Possibly, yes. There may be an association. The small difficulty is I don't know. It was some years since your previous visit, I think. And, well, with the lack of funding in recent years, I'm afraid the woodlands around Gloomanor have become a trifle impenetrable.
So, okay. Is the drive still okay?
To the best of my knowledge, sir.
Yeah, but what you're trying to say is approach through the front, not through the side.
Yes, I would exercise a measure of caution with regard to such things as provisions.
Yes.
Machetes.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah, as you know, the local government funding has been pretty much absent. And there's not often any reason to head in that sort of direction, which is, so in fact, I can show you the map of the region. Are you familiar with Curtis Knoll?
I've heard the name.
Heard the name, Curtis Knoll. How do I make this full screen? Full screen? Right there?
F11.
I'm looking at an image, and I wish to see it in full screen.
Oh. Actually, you know, because you're using Linux, aren't you? So F11
won't work.
Full screen, there you go. F11 won't
work. So.
Oh, this is the, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do this.
It would definitely be a waste of time for me to create a new map of Devon.
Yeah,
probably good one to guess. However, I may have created a new map.
Okay, well done.
So Plymouth is over here.
Yeah.
Big Brion Sea.
Yeah, that's on the sea.
Now this area was home to a number of small villages.
Mm-hmm.
It may still be. Nobody's really sure.
Well, it's Devon, isn't it? It's all approximate.
Now, as far as. As far as Abner is able to tell you, there is still a safe approach to the last outpost of Devon County Council, which is Averton Gifford Station. Averton Gifford Station on the Avon. Averton Gifford. Averton Gifford.
I didn't make it up.
It sounds like an early Hollywood actor.
I'm sorry.
Averton Gifford Station. That is the last real outpost of Devon County Council. Beyond that, these are actual roads. These are sort of roads.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're sort of getting into, it is said that one can walk between these places,
mm-hmm.
sort of territory. And this lot, who knows?
Okay. And where is the...
You see this?
Yeah.
That's Gloom Manor. Oh. That's Curtis Knoll.
Okay.
Great. So last time I got there, I went there was probably 8-9 years ago. When I was young and vaguely enthusiastic about my job, as opposed to being wildly cynical now. Yeah.
So, let's see what else he can tell you. Is this Abner? Yeah. Once a modest clump of woodland, storage wood, And Miss Patchworkfield's decades of budget cuts have led to a resurgence of primeval forests.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Country roads are full to ruin and villages all but have vanished in a sea of green, with the few remaining inhabitants eking a living from the woods and rarely venturing into more civilised lands. Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, some people pay thousands for a rewilding project. All you have to do...
Yeah.
Some people have moved into the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can see why he'd like it. It's right up his alley. What is he doing there?
I believe they did all offer a very considerable sum of money for the assistance there.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, it's probably not something... I wouldn't necessarily bandy that around, that considerable sum is not the words you want to be using over the next couple of days, right? And if you...
Necessary economies, that's a good phrase. Yeah.
If you see a couple of people who are... well, one of them was about 5'10", one of them was about 5'8", both wearing quite ill-fitting suits. But
remarkably lacking in the neck department?
Yes, yeah. It might be wise just to maybe let them think that there's nobody home.
I see. Thank you very much for the...
Yeah. This is the person in, this is the inspector in the police department who, if they get too annoyed, I would suggest you phone them first. You might get a reasonably fast response. Bloody Virgil.
I'm afraid that
I
cannot be of more assistance.
No, we'll... Oh, God. Get the machetes out, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Possibly pop down the garden centre and buy some miscellaneous hacking tools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Certainly do that.
Buy a couple of cordless trimmers and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be that wild, is it? They're probably just beating it up.
You never know.
Right. Okay. So when I went there 9 years ago, mate. Before most of this came through, you could get to the place fine if you went down the drives and on the path and stuff.
Right.
But it was already, if you say, for example, wanted to go in through the back over the wall, it took me 3 hours. To cut my way to the wall, was 10 yards past it, and bloody Florence went opened up with two barrels at me.
All right, okay. Can we get some bulletproof vest?
Well, nah. I mean,
no, that's why you go first, mate.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Shotgun pellets. I mean, to be fair, I mean she opened it from far too far away. So right. I just got hit with a few pellets. That's all.
All right.
There might be an army surplus.
There will be a surplus place in. I mean, I'm sure there is several surplus places in Plymouth.
Well, I'll take a knife.
Well, we need more than.
Right,
that's not a knife. That's a knife.
You and I get a little Roger.
We can find a little Roger for you. They will probably sell them in. I think they sell them in B&Q. They.
This is Watson Hall code for a chainsaw, by the way.
Yeah.
A mini chainsaw.
Yeah. A handheld chain device, which cuts rather well.
I see at least two places in at least two army surplus places in Plymouth.
I will get some big thick gloves.
Yeah.
And like a beekeeper's hat.
Yeah. Beekeeper's hat.
Yeah.
What are you? How are you in the shoe department?
Wellies.
Because
Hunter wellies? Well, no, they're too expensive.
Either of those, either army surplus or, you know, B&Q type place will sell.
Yeah, some yeah, there's,
work boots if you want one.
Go outdoors and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things that are in Roger's cupboard that are not in the standard adventurer's kit maybe should be.
Mm-hmm.
Wellies with a steel place in the sole.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, and steel toe caps.
Mm-hmm. That's too expensive, but I'll just get some wellies.
You acquire some equipment, you get some sort of chopping through things tools to be...
Yeah, I mean, basically just take the stuff that I've already got.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got stuff to be able to go
yeah.
cross-country and so on.
Yeah. You have
but
medical stuff, you have detective stuff, you have anything you might possibly have in a taxi. Is there anything specific that is not in those sets of things that you might like?
Notebook.
Yep.
Phone. What's the reception like in there?
Oh, bless you.
Is that... No?
Not a chance, sunshine. That's a good point.
That will be why you can't get in touch with me.
Yeah. We can go for walkie-talkies.
Can we take, like, a purple mast or something?
You could try stalling, but you need to be able to see the sky.
You can certainly get walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're quite successful walkie-talkies.
Okay.
Get a decent, you know, just
pop, to... Pop down the old you know, army surplus, get some walkie-talkies, utility belts or something if necessary.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
For those who don't already have them.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of, you know... Decent day sack,
yeah.
Full of usual bits and pieces. Enough to basically, so if I've got a bivy overnight, I will. He's not... Dick isn't great at this sort of thing. It's not his kind of area of expertise. But he's had to do it enough. I mean, he's got some natural world. He's got some survival. So he's, mm-hmm. you know... He's not completely useless at it, sort of thing.
You can probably get better information in the local area about avenues of approach.
Yeah.
Mm.
In terms of making your life easier.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go to... yeah. Really don't want to pay Don Danger money, but we're actually... This is starting to get... annoying enough that basically you might get flats and things like that, so
I ought to have a bunch of mounting lugs on the front of the car where I can stick all the blades and chainsaws and
yeah I think we might we might be going for the enhanced rate, mate.
So if you look here, you know, so these are sort of where the forest is still pretty sparse. If you headed to one of these outlying areas...
You've got a fighting chance of getting there.
Well, more to the point, they can probably give you some useful information about what it's like further on.
Yeah, okay, we'll to...
I mean, I'm assuming we're going to look at satellite views and whatever, but satellite views do not necessarily tell you about roads through heavy woodlands. So.
No.
Yeah, you can drive on down to probably Modbury. It's probably the closest relevant place, Modbury or St. Anne's Chapel.
Yeah.
Ludbury.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Ludbury.
Go to whichever one of those you think it would make most sense to go to.
Modbury's quite a big
place. Yeah, sort of Modbury.
Okay, let's go to Modbury. Go there.
Yeah, you are definitely starting to see, you know, trees. More trees than you would expect.
Yeah. They got are the police actually based there? Or are they, is it all out-based?
I don't know. Didn't research where the police are. Sure, what do you want?
They've got a police station in Montgomery.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually, is it manned?
Part-time, I think. Yes, it is.
There's someone there. There's someone there.
Yeah, okay, pop in. Say hello.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is a good point. Do I know them?
Roll me an appropriate. Probably look again.
Probably look, yeah.
If it's someone you know on shift.
51, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Hello, Dick.
Oh, hello, mate.
Thomas.
Sorry?
Thomas. Remember me from the
yes.
thing about 6 months back?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Yeah.
You get around a lot.
I am. There's not that many decent rogue detectives in the Plymouth area.
Right.
And
we're underfunded. So.
And I not so much deal with what they do. I might deal with some of the aftermath of what happens with them.
It's a lot of stuff that we can't really justify putting the resources into.
All right.
So guess where I've got to go.
Well, not back to Plymouth, I take it.
No, I'm after Virgil Arkness.
Good luck, mate.
Yeah, so guess where we're going.
Wait, you're not.
Please tell me that somebody's taken the shotgun license off that old bat.
She's not had a shotgun license for 20 years.
9 years ago, she bloody had a go at me, though.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, that's outside the limitations.
Can we arrest her then?
No, it doesn't count.
But if she's not got a license,
it doesn't count. I was actually technically not there anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm sure he would not have been on.
I'm taking notes for that mission.
Yeah. No. I obviously wouldn't have done anything like that. Not
Do you
even.
Mind if I have you as a character in one of the next bit?
Oh God, no. Please don't. If I won't let Mick put me in, I ain't gonna let you.
You'll be heavily disguised. You'll be a mishmash, you and Don.
Don and I look at each other.
Whiskey drinking private investigator.
How are you planning to get up there?
Well, it's not that
Don's
bad,
got his taxi. Get as close as we can and walk, I guess, the rest of the way.
Jeep, is it?
No, I got the four-wheel drive.
Well, maybe. I've not been up that way for a while. 6 months or so.
Is it me, or is it kind of getting an awful lot worse, an awful lot quicker around here?
Oh, yeah. Jungle out there.
Yeah, and like, I actually didn't realise when you said, you know, when the people are talking about the Devon jungle, I didn't realise they actually meant Devon jungle.
We've had people get lost in there. Found most of them.
Yeah. No.
Still got a few names on the list.
Yeah. Is there a...
Maybe they've decided to settle down and make new lives for themselves.
Yeah.
We've had some people move in for that very purpose.
Yeah.
Some of these, you know, off the beaten track.
Yeah.
Off the grid types. I mean, it can't be that bad. The Cubs are still using it.
Well, yeah.
Still got the site out up at Garbridge.
Oh, okay.
And they go now every few months. So, I mean, you know, it must be able to get in and out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, they're like practically feral anyway.
Well, yeah. God help those leaders. Poor bastards.
Haggard is the word, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm 23 years old, you know.
brave men. He's got crosses himself. Well, he shows you the equivalent of this map.
Yeah.
Which is a proper ordnance survey map, which they have heavily annotated and post-its over with new bits. Basically, I mean, you can get Harrington, you can sort of get in as far as, you know, if you're trying to walk by road. You want to look through Brownston and up across that way. Probably a best bet.
Well, I can go. Take it slow.
Yeah.
You know which way we're going. We'll give him, I hate to say it, but actually we give him the route. We say, you know, if we're not expecting to be more than, you know, we've got stuff so that we can maybe take it for 2 or 3 days, any more than that. Please.
So 72 hours?
Yeah.
72 hours, alright. Okay, names?
Yeah.
Do I want another tea or coffee?
I would love another cup of tea, yeah.
Should I have a brief beverage fetching break?
Yeah.
That's
a
good idea.
Pause it back if you want.
Disappear into the wilderness.
I mean, that's why they normally go with the explosive collars, and I understand.
You may be. They're remaking the money, man.
Mm.
Apparently.
Why?
Edgar Wright is. Well,
they're always remaking things. Yeah. They don't remake bad things that would benefit from.
Well,
my worry is they might actually make it closer to the book. The book was terrible.
Yeah. I agree on that. But it's Edgar Wright, Junior. Anyway, back to the dark depths of Devon.
Yeah. Well, you're not in the depths.
And in the game.
You're on the outskirts.
Fill up the fuel before we go in.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You fill it up, the police officer will help you, give a quick check over the car.
Yeah, just double check, make sure everything's all as good as it can be.
Kick the tyres,
Yeah.
Make sure you've got a spare.
Yeah.
Puncture a bad gate or what? Flares. And some of those fireworks you can set off in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a trousers joke for those in the audience who do not recall Flares. Don't think it's anyone in the audience who will not recall Flares.
Gosh.
I'd never noticed it at the time, but I was quite small. So.
Not only did they have it, they've been in again and they've gone out again.
They're in the 90s.
Didn't notice them either.
Inexplicably.
I have purple Flares.
I've got some Flares from the second time they came out. Mullets are back in there, man. I never thought I'd see them there.
Not a popular fish, you'd think.
No. Well, I think it'll be red snappers next.
But, But I know this girl.
So, what's the plan?
Well, follow the route we're planning to take, which is presumably as major a road as we can find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep going in.
See how far we get.
Yeah, so...
What should take us basically half an hour to drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're heading down here. Probably the best road you know of is up to Wesley, and then they're just not very sure about it after that.
All right, let's try that.
But
yeah, so you motor on down to Harriton.
Yeah.
Looking... It's a very small, it's a hamlet, really. And turn off the maintained road into this sort of very much country road, overgrowing hedges, all this kind of thing.
When we get to Hamilton, we just stop, let them know that we're going through. And B, just have a chat with a couple of the locals. Has anybody gone up there?
Yeah, you'll have people leaning out. And, hello, strangers.
Do you mind if I record your accent?
We apologise for Charles,
what are you putting that piece of slate on me for?
Nothing, don't worry, you carry on.
Alright. Gives Dick a big wink.
He's...
Don't get a lot of strangers coming through here, apart from the strangers that are going down the road.
Yeah.
But not a lot of them stop.
Yeah. No, well, we're friendly times.
I see that.
Can I just use your loo before we need to go in? Can you just show me where we're going?
Do that.
Okay, so as soon as we're out of the way of Charles, right, you're right, matey.
Yeah, my back is.
Yeah, cheers.
So we've
got to go up to, we're trying to go up to...
Yeah, you want to go down to Big Brown, do you, right?
No, we've got to go up to the manor.
What?
We're going up to, what's the name of the?
Gloom Manor.
Gloom Manor, yeah.
What are we going to place all that for?
Because, money. Apparently, that's where Virgil is, and...
Oh.
Yeah. Enough said, really.
I hope the family were back.
Well,
Mr. Joseph doesn't leave often.
No, and, I'm just hoping Florence has basically put her shotguns there. But, okay, let's not worry about that. Apparently, they'll have gone. Somebody will have come through over the last week or so. Know anything about that?
Hang on, I'll just ask. Just ask the missus. Dear, did you see that convoy coming through last week? Yeah, it was the family, was it? Yeah, they come through last week. About four cars.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's probably helpful then. So that they may have cleared a bit of a path through.
I don't know about that. I heard there was some funny business going on around Brownston way.
Ah. Such as?
not quite sure. There was some crashing. I think there was a few of the lads down there were getting hired out to do some sort of work for it. Might have been clearing.
Ah, okay.
Might have been clearing a road. Who knows? Don't go out that far.
Well, no, I mean, last time I was up there was 9 years ago, and I could, you know, it was the road was a bit rough, but you could at least drive a normal car up there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's all gone a bit feral out that way.
Yeah, so feral's the word, I think.
People just, I mean, a lot of the folks in the village are just living off the land at this point.
Yeah. God, who'd have thought it?
Well, you know, economy and all that.
Well, yeah.
No taxes.
No taxes. Yeah. I'm guessing we stopped for just a moment and just think, do you know what? There could be worse things in the world than going completely off grid. No mm-hmm. tax.
No taxes.
Yeah.
But, well, you'd be careful if you're heading out that way.
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked.
I'd not be knackered if there were no taxes.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Ah, bubble. I mentioned the fact that we've let the police know and we've said we're not going to be more than 3 days.
Well, give us a knock when you're coming back.
Yeah, we'll do, matey.
Need anything? Bite to eat or anything like that?
Nah. Go on, you can go wind up Charles a bit more.
Yeah. Well, keep your ears peeled, though, yeah?
Yeah, we'll do, mate.
Well, your friend here has been telling us you want an adventure into the depths.
Into the depth, yeah, that's right.
That's what we call it, the deep places.
The deep places. Is that like what you call it for generations?
Oh, yeah. My great-great-granddad who lived here. He lived here, he built this house with his own two hands. So he was called Charles Redrow, was his name.
Right.
That's why it says Redrow up there.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we polished up, you know, every so often.
And you get like, it's all right to ask about like mating rituals and like...
Charles, let's just head off into and go down the road. You can ask all of these on the way back.
All right. Thanks.
Sure.
Yeah. Cheers, you're out, lad.
Just watch out for the snakes. Yeah.
Snakes.
Where do you think they went after, Ireland?
All right.
You've got to suck out the venom. You can't let it get a hold on you.
All right. I've got me hat. I'm going to put me hat on now.
Off the.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, you're definitely on the back seat of this
one. Tumbles back inside.
Yeah.
Wait till you've left before putting the telly on.
Yeah. Yeah.
They still get telly signal, I mean.
Yeah, how quaint.
Mm-hmm.
There is a huge mess up on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we carry on. Is there any sign, especially as we start going up the thing, is there a sign that basically somebody has been through reasonably recently?
Yeah, I mean, you can see there's the... Give me some sort of survival roll. See what signs you've got.
Not very good at this, but... No, not a chance. 88.
Oh. Yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
There's enough space for cars to have gone through. You're not the first.
Yeah.
But it's been a week.
Yeah.
So, except for you, Don?
Mostly concentrating on driving. I'm not expecting to see anybody coming the other way, but that's just when they do.
Yeah. Actually, you're in your driving role. What are your observations?
That will be a 93.
Mm-hmm. The potholes are sufficiently distracting that it's hard to really pick up.
That's been well done.
You did a pretty good job considering.
Yeah.
Don't feel like it. I'll put my neck out.
The trouble is, to avoid one pothole, you basically have to go into another pothole.
I tell you what, I'll turn off four-wheel drive and then you see how you feel.
Yeah.
You make your way up winding through to Wesley, the next village. Mostly hemmed in by trees. I say village. There's a handful of houses. Basically farm.
Right.
Any sign of people moving about?
Yeah, there's okay if people wander towards the side of the field. So you see you come past, give you a wave.
Yeah. Make knowledge of them.
Yeah.
How close are we? I mean, are we
so
distance-wise now? So where have we got to?
So oh, you're now in the forest bit.
Yeah.
So you've come off the last bit that the police knew about into
yeah,
the roads.
Yeah.
There is still a road. It's very much track.
Yeah.
It's turned into track now. The tarmac's basically come off.
Yeah.
Like it was clearly tarmac, but it's not being maintained at all. With yeah, the rain and the
yeah,
roots
so it's basically it's gravelled
grass growing up the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of mattled, semi-mattled.
I mean, to be fair, there's grass growing up the middle of quite a lot of quite main roads in Devon. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You pause for the occasional cow.
Yeah. But I mean, Don is used to driving around in at least this level of.
Mm-hmm.
How yeah. can they have a country estate up here? Like, there's no. How do they live? Where do they get the food from?
You see that cow? That's where that you can turn them into food.
I don't eat anything that hasn't been irradiated first.
Mm, not up here, you know.
you're in the back. Give me a roll with your keen hand of observation.
That sounds like spot hidden roll to
mm-hmm.
me. I think I'll be doing that one.
All right.
02 yeah. under 40.
Yeah, you're because you're less you're looking at trying to see where these potholes are, and you're a bit less distracted by the driving and stuff. You're not sure these potholes are potholes as such. Potholes are normally a bit less regular. Some of these have distinctly spade-like feel to them.
They're still, have you seen these potholes? They're square. Looks like someone's dug them out. Here.
Could
be. Is this like some defence? Maybe you should be careful, like pits with spikes in or trees?
Yeah, you should walk ahead.
Well, let's keep going in the car. I'm just saying, this looks like a defence to me. I'm going to write that down. That's a good idea.
Yeah, hedges are kind of leaning in to, you know, scratch at the sides of the taxi.
Hmm.
Like fingers clawing. But you,
I'm writing all this down.
Yeah, you push on bravely with your four-wheel drive.
Just like bloody Nash to get the best material.
Up towards Brownston, which is the sort of the last registered village.
Mm. Well, here we go, end up in a pickle.
Mm.
Hey.
Tasty outside.
Don, Dick. Brownston.
This just down the road from me, in real life.
Brownston.
Oh, Braunston.
Braunston?
How's it spelled?
Brown.
Oh.
STI.
That must be a different one. Yeah.
There's a lot of villages around here. I didn't put them all on.
Yeah.
But yeah, a few houses. Again, you'll see someone sitting on a step. Stand up and look at you with a very quizzical sort of.
Carefully put their banjo down.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, more of a ukulele.
Oh,
the horror.
Yeah.
I want to try Roger's resonator at some point. Anyway.
But maybe we won't talk about that on air.
you might have heard the buzzing last night.
That's what it was.
Again, pop out. Say hello.
Oh.
Heading over to the manor.
You'll be lucky.
Well, yeah, I was kind of hoping that were there four cars that went up there last week from the family?
Yeah, about a week back. Yeah, but you're from far out, are you?
Well, we're from. Well, I'm from Plymouth.
Big city.
Over that way.
Oh, right.
Yeah, past whatever.
Harriton.
Past Harriton.
We say Harriton around here.
Yeah, past
Plymouth.
Yeah. Past Arriton.
Let's not confuse the locals.
Well,
there's life out there yet.
You won't be getting any further down that road, because that, I mean, the you know, Mr. Agnes, he hired a bunch of the lads to take the roads down.
Yeah, is that why there's someone?
Was that last week? Has he just done that in the last couple of days?
A few days back, yeah. They've took out the bridge up ahead. Just took it down.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't know why, but he was paying money for it. So
they've taken the bridge out. How wide's the river there?
Well, you know.
Just a stream.
So big.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well,
it's a bit of a drop.
Just imagine a huge canyon of like a 300 feet.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be trying to get over that.
Well, we've got to get to him, I'm afraid.
Is there a...
They get the supplies by river, mostly.
Oh, we should have done that.
Have you tried paddling up some of these rivers?
No, of course I haven't. I've read about it.
I've been on a few things, but not my scene at all. Sorry.
I mean, there's not been many people coming through for months, really. You know, they pretty much had the place sealed off, but, you know, they took the bridge out last week.
Is there anywhere else to cross the further up?
Maybe on foot.
If we have to go on foot.
You could try, or if you can get down to Torsham Bridge, you could try and see if there's a boat there that could take you up.
Well, we could.
We'll try and ford the river.
We'll get over. We've come this far. We don't want to go all the way back.
Getting as close in the car is going to take us an hour or two. Getting on the foot. I mean, you know, I don't want to walk 3 hours to find that I get to where the bridge was and we can't cross.
Right. Presumably it's. If we're in the period of shadows, we're in like midsummer or something, are we?
Yeah,
it's warm.
Early summer, yeah.
All right.
And it's late nights, early mornings.
Yeah, long days. You still have plenty of time. Forest is definitely very thick on all sides.
Yeah.
It's basically almost a clearing where you've got this village.
Yeah.
All right.
There is... I mean, what certain people might describe as a crude palisade erected around it.
Is that to keep them in or to keep things out?
Who knows?
So where we are, would we have to double back on ourselves to go to...
You were trying to go sort of that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a bit sort of... Apparently it's a bit blocked off there.
Yeah.
You can try and continue on.
Yeah.
Try and ford it, you can try and make
a... Well, I am thinking more...
You can try and circle back down there.
Literally used to live in the Hex.
Oh,
is that where you...
Hendon Barnes.
Oh, okay.
Try and get down there and then see if someone could...
Okay.
That is supposedly...
Right, okay, so to be fair, the roads around where you used to live...
Yeah. Now I know what we're talking about.
It's the only place where I've actually looked at a road and gone, my car won't handle that.
You're thinking of the less remote place.
Yeah.
We used to live in an even more remote place. Similar roads, yes.
Yeah. But no, I mean, basically, I mean, just once you go off to the rear, I mean, you know, I'm used to driving sort of round country lanes and stuff, but there's country lanes and then there's Devon and Cornwall.
Yeah.
Makes mid Wales look glacial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, well, Topsham. It's only small, but I bet we could hire a little pedalo or something.
Well, we'll...
There's a little cluster of villages in that area.
Yeah, we thank them. Is there a way to just drive down from there, from where we are, or do we have to double back?
There's something resembling a track.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the track line down to Topsham?
So, it's the sort of track that is not worth putting on here. If you think proper farm track.
Yeah.
Like, it's that level. It's very bumpy. It's grass all over it. But you've got a four-wheel drive.
Yeah, and also it hasn't actually been...
It's not
deliberately,
yeah, it's not actually, yeah,
we'll be making better than we would walking, and we're not tiring ourselves out. So.
Yeah. Well, Dom is, but I mean, it's hard driving over that stuff
for
a while.
Exactly,
I don't like it.
You know, and if they've gone this far in terms of blocking off the road, what else have they done?
Yeah,
well, that's what a picks with spikes in. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Glasgow carpet.
Yeah.
This is slang for a landmine.
So is that the plan?
Yeah, we'll cut down there. I think this guy's right. We'll maybe. I mean, I'll walk along the path for about 10 minutes. Look at these things. I take it now, especially now Charles has pointed it out, it's kind of quite obvious that...
Yeah, you can see, if you'd been driving in a normal car, you'd have just got stopped somewhere, you'd have fallen into a pothole, or you'd have just gone, no, I can't continue. Yeah. But yeah, so people have gone along with spades and kind of hacked the road about, it's not just natural wear and tear.
Yeah.
And also, you know, when you look at it, you now see... Some of the brush and stuff has actually been pulled down or kind of pushed down and wedged with poles and stuff to block the road more, to make it harder for anything to get past. So, you know, you've got...
He is a weird bloke. Thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, can I have a quick drive roll to see how good a time you make?
That's actually a success.
Excellent.
Yeah, normal success.
Yeah, you have no particular difficulty getting through. It's as fast as going through a rural road would be. So, you know, you're probably getting off early afternoon by the time you're, assuming you're Saturday morning, you know, you're talking about early afternoon by the time you get to Topsham Bridge. Probably have to dig into your rations. But you get to Topsham Bridge, and there is, in fact, a bridge. Over here.
That's a good start.
Okay.
Which takes you from the city, you know, you almost burst out of the forest, you know, pushing through some branches which you're...
Is it normally this thing?
Over.
Really?
If you might, like, you know, like rhododendron forest?
Yeah.
Like, there's all that sort of vibe. It's very much all consuming. It's not all rhododendron, but there are definitely...
It's that kind of
density. Yeah. So this is not a place for humans.
Mm-hmm.
Plants exist here now.
Yes.
A desert for plants.
A pleasant.
Yeah. And then you basically...
Well, especially if it's rhododendron. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've essentially got, you know, you get to the edge of the river, there's this bridge, it's been hacked back onto the bridge. You get in, there's, what, a couple of dozen houses.
It was sounding as if we might do better to go up river than...
Yes.
Yeah.
There's what you really could only describe as a trading post. It looks like it was a spa of some kind, but there's kind of shack-like structures now being built onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And people kind of smile and wave at you.
Say hello.
Strangers! Oh, strangers.
Well, aren't we all strangers? Strangers are just friends you haven't met yet.
That's very true, sir. Very true ancient wisdom, I'm sure, for out of the West.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, we apologise for him in advance. Yeah, we're trying to get up to the manor. We went up through... what was the name of the village?
Brownston.
Yeah, we went up through Brownston.
Oh, I heard the master hired some of the folks to... he's not taking too kindly to the roads.
No, he took out the bridge and potholed the roads.
He has his ways.
He's a bloody idiot, that's what he is.
I'm sure they couldn't possibly say, sir.
Well, yeah. It's Virgil I'm after. Basically, he owes some people who he really shouldn't quite a lot of money, and I want to get to him before they do.
If you happen to set eyes on him, I would like a word or two with him myself, sir.
Okay. Money, people of the female sex, alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah. And he says yes to all three.
Sort of nodding, Jamie.
Yeah.
Could I interest you in any trinkets, sir?
What trinkets have you got?
Well, I've got, you know, little carved scones.
Let's have a
piece of wood.
A whittled scone, please.
Go. How much is it? What are we using for currency these days, boys?
A pound?
What's a pound? What?
Shiny gold
coin.
Oh, you have got
trading.
A
trading. Okay,
we've only got stacks of margarine left in the fridge. Don't get the right textures.
Do you want a notepad? You can make marks on it with a pen.
Oh, you'd leave him. Don't. We've been winding him up all the way.
Any cooking oil?
No, we didn't bring any.
The delivery van stopped coming a while back. We're getting everything by the boats.
Speaking of boats, is it possible to hire? Do you know if we can hire a boat to take us at least upriver to so we can walk across to the?
Oh yeah, I think. Hang on a minute. Yeah, Sandy, if Miss Marlowe's still around, there's a lady with a houseboat. She might take you.
Well, ask.
Houseboat?
Yeah.
Is that going to navigate that kind of water?
Oh, yeah. The barges go up to Gloom Manor.
Oh, do they?
That's how they supply.
Oh, right, up to the mouth.
That's why she's not bothered about the roads.
All right.
She doesn't want any government officials calling in. That's what I heard.
We're not, we're very unofficial.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I had them taking out the roads, you know.
Blimey. All right.
But, just got to concentrate on, you know, the rejuvenation of the British spirit.
Something like that.
So I think you might plan to run for Parliament or some such thing. You still got Parliament?
Technically. Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd have a word with Miss Marlowe, see if she'll take you up.
Oh, is she around?
Oh, she's in the pub, I think.
See, civilization may go, but there will still be a pub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the pub goes, civilization follows.
All kinds of beer, turnip beer, sweet beer.
You're all right, thanks.
Got some lagers in the back.
Oh, God. give me a sweet.
Tell
me
again. Three turnip beers then. All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, they serve you some turnip beers, so they are still taking money.
Yeah.
They can find someone who'll accept it eventually.
Yeah.
No, the bar just take money.
Asked to speak to, you know, is such a, what's it, whatever her name
Mrs.
was.
Mrs. Marlowe, yeah.
Yeah,
Mrs. Phyllis. Phyllis. Got some general wanting to talk to you. Phyllis Marlowe is played by Claire Rushbrook.
Oh, from
From Oh Shit.
Yeah.
There you go, Phyllis Marlowe.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Right. I take one look at her, I step in front of Charles, I step on his foot, hard.
These tight on bolts.
Put her down.
Hello, gentlemen.
We might know where she's been.
And we're about to go there.
We understand you have a boat and we would like to hire you to take us up to Grove Manor. Gloom Manor.
We don't want to get there, it's a horrible place.
No, we don't want to, but we've got to. So my business there is I need to see Virgil.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's got himself in. He's got himself in deeper, I think, than he'd like. And I need to make sure he is fully aware of.
Bound to come to it one of these days.
Yeah. So. Hopefully, I can get some money out of him, or more likely out of his dad or granddad.
That would seem likely, yes.
Yeah, and get the people who are after him off his back.
If he hunkers down in Gloom Manor, I don't think anyone's going to find him.
Oh, they will. What I would prefer it to be is basically not a whole bunch of people coming with... I'll put it this way. Portable road fixers.
Persuasive. Gentleman.
Yeah. Yes, very persuasive.
I'm familiar with the type. I suppose. Are you gentlemen assisting? Swede or Turnip?
No, Swede, thanks.
Three Swedes! What are you this friend of yours, sort of a friend?
When they came up last week, one of our mates was with them, and we could just do with just having a quick chat, making sure he's all right.
You're a big reader.
Not much else to do in the houseboat, I suppose.
Well, have you heard of Mick Nash?
The vet.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's a writer.
I love his books. Yes. Autobiographies, marvellous. Yes.
And you heard of Colin Chilgut?
Can't say I have.
No further questions.
No further questions, Your Honour.
You can negotiate a reasonable. She basically bods up and down the place.
We're worried he's up at the manor anyway, so we'll I'll get a chatting about Mick's book.
Okay, you do your best.
Yeah,
if I can... Give me some kind of role for persuading her to read Mick's book.
Well, she's read them, presumably. Persuade 60. 40.
Yeah. Okay, so so far she's only read the vet-themed books. So you should branch out in some of this. Maybe eventually she will venture towards Colin Chilgut.
Yeah, she can. I'll creep towards some of the sexier scenes. Mm-hmm. See if I can, just mention a bit about the cultist orgy section in my book.
Yeah.
Mm.
I get the feeling that Don and I are kind of every so often we will, as you start getting a little bit too far, we'll just drag the conversation away.
Okay. How long has this boat trip anyway?
About 2 hours, I think.
Oh. All right.
So not the best route, but
okay.
Should take too long.
Just get lonely on a boat.
Your sweet bear, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Did I hear as you're going up river, sir?
We've got to go to the manor.
We best be careful.
Well,
we're doing a lot of funny things around there.
Well, last time I was there, which admittedly was a couple of years ago now, I'll show him a couple of the shotgun scars that are showable.
Ah, Miss Lawrence.
Yes.
Ah.
Bless her cotton socks. Yeah.
Bless her cotton wadding.
Yeah.
A redoubtable lady.
Yes.
One could say.
Yes.
No, this
complete and utter bitch. But never mind, let's worry about that.
All kinds of strange noises at night.
Oh.
That's it. Drums and things.
Drums? Not the digging up the roads and
stuff. No, that's just digging noises. But yeah, at night you're shrieking and drums, all kinds of things from out in the depths of the forest. Yeah. It's proper weird, like.
Yeah. Weird.
Hey, you know what happened when the drums stop? Ukulele solos.
Oh my god. It's a horror.
Yeah, I mean, there's some singing in that, because the cubs are a bit, like, a mile or so down that way as well.
Oh, okay.
The Garabridge.
Oh, right, okay.
As long as you know, keep your nose clean, they shouldn't trouble you too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the closest chop.
Yeah.
You got any Mars bars? I like Mars bars.
Oh, God.
You can sort of scatter a few to distract you with your way through.
Yeah, a couple of fun. I did wonder why Tom told us to basically bring a couple of bags of fun size.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. You want to get a good spread, you know.
Yeah.
So they don't all clump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Helps keep them busy with a bit of them fighting.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, they're harmless enough mostly.
God, no, they're not. Do you know, actually, I am actually thinking, actually my lot would, they would probably, piranhas wouldn't where Mars bars are concerned anyway. Yeah.
Old Steve, old Urbit, he was one of them once.
Ah.
He was with one of them. But he got out. You know.
Yeah.
Mustered out.
Yeah.
After his fifth term.
Yeah. You know, in the corner, rags. slightly shaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Got a wobble in his beard.
Yeah.
No one dare cut it out.
Ex-leader, right? Yeah, okay.
Just, you know, steer clear of certain words around
him. Yeah.
Dip.
He just quietly starts crying.
Yeah,
he's recovered remarkably, you know.
Yeah,
it's only been a couple of years. Doing all right.
He's doing all right. He's gonna make it.
Yeah.
There's
life after the campfire yet.
I think we might start on simple household tasks sometime this year.
Oh, yeah.
See if you can wash up for that.
Yeah. Well, no, you'll have taught it all. Three bowls.
Okay. Phyllis welcomes you onto the houseboat, which is, mostly you'll notice, full of jewellery. She is a jewellery maker.
Oh, lovely jewellery.
This houseboat makes jewellery, sell jewellery.
So, cool. Nearly as pretty as you.
Charmer.
It has been said.
I know your thought.
I really would. We apologise.
Well,
again.
One of you gents would mind watching the. Which end you steer a houseboat from? Watching the bows?
You steer from the front.
Steer from the stern, I think?
No, the stern, yeah.
So you steer from the back.
I'm having flashbacks from the holiday.
Yeah, if one of you gents look and watch the bows, there's.
Sure.
Overhanging roots and that sort of thing.
There's other things I'd rather watch on this boat.
Take all the machetes with me.
Well.
Yeah, worried to fall into the river, love. Just let us know and.
I'm going to spend the whole 2 hours
for him on the way back.
Increasingly unsubtle, annoying, borderline sex pest.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, no, not excellent at all. This is.
Yeah, she seems like the sort of person who has dealt with this before.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we get some flirting in.
No, I think it's probably... She might have flirted at the beginning. She's now basically...
loading the shotgun.
Yeah.
Fending off, basically, yeah. So, yeah, you...
Hashtag me
start too. Up the river.
Yeah.
It's, again, overhanging, dense forest on all sides. Unseasonably warm.
Yeah.
From time of year, you know, that sort of thing. There's strange, you know, insect noises and howls of probably dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
Squirrels.
That sounds like a bloody monkey. Hang on a bit.
Talking about the cubs.
It's one of those exotic breeds we keep hearing about.
Might well be, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's parakeets and stuff wild here.
Yeah.
Give me some sort of spot obstacle roll as you go.
Spot hidden?
Yeah.
84. That'll be a no.
Hob successfully.
Excellent. Yeah, make your ticks. You're too distracted, obviously, with...
Not quite hard.
Gents at the front, you see there's a big fallen branch is under the water and is, you know, providing a potential obstacle. But you water and climb, you steer around it, you don't have any trouble with that. It's starting to get quite foggy, which is odd.
Mm-hmm.
But it is starting to get quite foggy in this area, and slowly it's harder and harder to
foggy in the middle of the day in
see.
Summer.
See, mm-hmm. Well, it is very. You're basically completely shaded by these trees, so it's quite hard to see what is going on. But you can hear all these odd, eerie noises. Of course, I have.
Did anyone read Heart of Darkness?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Crap.
Yeah.
Well, that's the extent of literary discussion we'll get on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hold your nerve, you pull sharp eyes out.
Phyllis, is this normal?
I don't remember there being fog. No.
No.
Not predictable. Possibly in winter. Early spring.
Very odd.
Might me pull and Chuck, take a deep breath.
It doesn't know, the eyes aren't itching.
How's your natural world?
Not brilliant at all, but it's better.
What about if we thought about...
I can go at least 2 yards away from a pub without getting lost.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, it's better than... It's above base, but 39 is way above it.
92.
Yeah.
Even the unnatural worlds would be a mystery to you.
Yeah. I mean, the foliage is definitely not really what you've come to expect in the region of Plymouth.
Uh-huh.
But it's forest. I mean, you don't spend a lot of time in forests.
No.
Maybe this is normal.
Well, and as well, we are in the south. I mean, you get coconuts and all that sort of.
Yeah, you do get a lot of trees.
Palm trees.
Honestly,
we do have palm trees.
Yeah, and honestly, if this stuff is being completely unmaintained, who knows what's going to grow up where? So, this is probably fine. Okay. So, are you doing anything in particular on the remainder of the journey up to?
I'm continuing in the manner in which I am proceeding.
I'm basically spending most of my time trying to deflect him, calm him down.
Maybe it's the misty light, but I've never seen anyone quite the same.
Thinking where I can get bromine from, the normal.
Keeping a lookout mostly, but also just trying to get an idea of... Now, I don't know a plant from another plant. But just, how thick is it? That sort of thing. If we had to go ashore, could we actually get through it? Maybe not. Maybe with the machete very slowly, that kind of thing.
You're definitely thinking machete. This is jungle is very much the word that is the closer and closer you get to this place. You pass the rotting hulk of a barge, looks like. Give me a... spot roll.
All of us, or?
Especially Don.
Failed.
Failed. Yep, you're observing this hulk. The rest of you can also help you on.
Ooh, very. Actually, no, that's fine. So I'm looking at, I was thinking 93, and then I saw the 30. My maths is.
The rotting wood really brings out your eyes.
Does it?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Normal success.
You're used to looking out for certain types of movements,
mm-hmm.
and you see the moving shadow off the side, and some of your instincts draw you to, that's a person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Passing through the undergrowth to your side.
Uh-huh. See if I can spot who it is. Is it on the side on the manor side, or is it on the...
It'll be on the other side.
On the other side.
Sort of darting figure. It's furtive, you might say.
Yeah. Huh. He looks a bit odd. What do you think? Either of you two see him?
Sorry, what?
There was something, I didn't catch him.
Yeah. Didn't really catch him properly. Think it was a bloke, maybe?
Don't worry. I'll just move a bit.
Oh, for the love of God, leave her alone.
What? We're in dangerous territory.
Okay, so you two are not caught off guard, and you will have the opportunity to take evasive action.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the sound of that.
Okay. Are you fine? There is a clattering sound. Something strikes the roof of the houseboat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Evasive action is not needed, but you see it.
Was it like a spear type thing, or is it a harrow or
stone?
Stone. How big a stone?
You might give listen on this. There is listen. Give me a listen roll. Anyone can
make
a listen roll.
Well, no, apparently I can't.
Mm-hmm. You're focused on the immediate danger.
No, neither can I, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's not so big, not very big.
Okay.
The arcs, what, thunks, and there's a couple more clatter onto the deck near you, but you're alert to it now.
Okay, can I see who's either throwing them, or are they flinging them, or slinging them, maybe?
Pretty sure, yeah, you were sort of looking out in that direction, really, and yeah, you, crouching figures, think crouching?
Yeah.
Possibly small?
Oh. Are you the cubs? Oh, for the love of God.
Get it, boys!
Right. We're not part of your game.
Food! They've got food!
Right. I will grab one of the bags of mini... Mm-hmm. Mini Mars bars.
What's happening?
Fun-sized Mars bars. We're being attacked by cubs.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Is there a washing line or something immediately visible on the deck of this boat that we could use to make some kind of sling with?
Yeah.
Give it a bit of a launch.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, basically, cut the bag, hurl the bag, and then basically as it scatters open.
Yeah. And what,
Sam's
caster?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to go in the river, the piranhas will get them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, they'll get the piranhas. Yeah.
Piranhas won't stand a chance.
No.
You rush one of the bags.
Yeah.
And give me a throwing bag in a distracting way, Campbell.
Okay, I actually have a throw.
You hear the wild cries of the cubs.
I'm hitting the deck. Ooh. And cowering.
19 under 20.
Oh, you hurl the bag, it bursts. The multi-pack bursts against the tree, scattering.
Yeah.
Fun-sized chocolate bars in all directions.
Yeah.
You hear yells and scrabbling noises. Possibly small fighting breaking out in the scrub.
There would be an awful lot of fighting. Sticks would be involved. Arcane would be...
Get off!
Arcala would be cross.
You're getting flashbacks.
Yeah, done reading.
But he's done it now, so yeah. I'm just going to concentrate on defending the boat, make sure the stones go overboard, don't wear stone, that kind of thing.
Yeah. You swipe away a couple of stones. You notice, because you are looking out for this, something is across the river. You can see coming out of the fog. Something slung across the river. Speaking of washing lines.
Oh my god!
If I can lean down and reach with the machete, I'll try to cut that as we get up close.
Yeah, you do so. Some vines. Vines have been twisted into a crude cord that looks like it's been slung across. You take a swipe with the machete.
I have knife skill.
Yeah, that's just how quickly you slice through it.
That would be a failure. I'm failing a lot today.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's quite well done, so you sever a couple of the cords, but it's just taking a little bit of time to hack through. The boat slows a bit as it hits the... The vine's not going to hold it.
No.
But it's slowing down. Let's see. A figure will try and spring onto the boat from the other side. And there is a splash. As they miss the boat. And
they're coming on board!
Help! I'm in the water!
You want to go rescue your mate, I would, lads, if I were you.
Before he eats too many of the piranha.
Yeah, before he eats too many of the fish.
Excellent. You succeed in cutting through the vine. And you've distracted the other branch. Get us out of here! Where are we?
Yeah.
Help!
It's not that deep where you are, mate. I'd just stand up, but it's up to you.
He'll eventually be, someone will grab him by a scruff of the neck and start hauling him out.
If you're lost, just follow the river back.
We're starving!
Eat each other!
Yeah. We're starving. We haven't eaten anything since breakfast.
Pretty much. Yeah. The ragged shapes slowly fade into the distance.
Yeah.
As you escape through the mist. Excellent. You have passed through the terror from the mist.
The terror of the cubs.
And slowly you pull out of the mist and you see Gloom Manor. Lurching into the sky at this point. Not lurching, it's not moving. Looming.
Looming, okay. Feels like it's moving.
Not particularly huge, but in the scape of this forest, tall trees, twisted limbs everywhere, gothic building rising up out of it. Various locals are hard at work. Some of them are cutting back trees. Some of them are tending to cows. And some others are coming down to what is clearly a dock to greet you.
None of them have shotguns.
They do not have shotguns.
Okay, that's
they have a sort of approximation of livery.
Yeah.
Who goes there? This is Gloom Manor.
Yep.
Weren't expecting any deliveries.
No, just here to need to see young Virgil.
Ask the Virgil.
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose that's possible.
Yeah, and is McNarsh here?
Oh, the vet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't. We're all mates of his.
He's got a deadline.
Yeah, we kind of need to grab him if we can.
So this sort of affair.
Ooh, lovely. So
we've got mostly forest, got a bit of a clearing. There's Gloom Manor and some outbuildings.
Cool.
Okay. Hope you come, I suppose.
Brilliant, thanks.
Yeah. You wave goodbye to Phyllis. Phyllis will head up.
Yeah, thank you. Thank Phyllis again. Apologise
again,
apologise again for Charles.
You got my number, didn't you? I left it on the...
Yes.
All right. Yeah. See you again. Bye.
Yeah. I will have a quiet word with her and see if I can get her number in the event that we actually want to get back.
You sly
you
can, old
but
dog.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to be able to make it focus. For me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In theory.
Well, no. Actually, no, she's not going to be able to pick him up either, so.
But that's what the flare pistol is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, to be fair, there probably is a landline in the manor.
Well, though, haven't we tried ringing that? If there is, haven't we rung it?
I don't believe anybody was able to tell us the number.
No.
No. No. And Abner refused to, was not a happy, did not want. They probably have disconnected the exchange, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disconnected the exchange with a pickaxe.
Quite possibly.
No, I don't want anyone disconnecting my exchange.
Yeah. You hear some sounds of work happening in various directions. You've got the manor house.
Yep.
What would you like to do?
If it's all right with the people who've helped us get on, we'll pop up to the manor house.
Mm-hmm.
See if we can. I want to see Virgil. These guys want to see if we can find Mick.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go down that route. Let's
so up to the house.
Up to the house we do go.
Yeah, you'll be escorted up to the house by some of these locals.
Okay.
And the door is open for you, and come on in. Wasn't expecting visitors, but I'm sure the master will be fine.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was forgetting to do the accent. He likes the accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let the accent slip.
What can we do for you, sirs?
Is it possible? So we are after two people, if that's all right. I'm after Virgil, and we'd all like to just have a quick word with McNarsh.
Oh, the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's up to it, yeah. Take a seat in the parlour there.
Yeah.
Maybe in the parlour.
You would know.
Yep. And, see if Master Virgil's around.
Come into my car, listen, he's fine. Yeah.
He's around, he's not around, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Come into the parlour, said the spider to the fly.
Yeah. Disappear off, and is credit rating still a thing?
Yes.
Well, give me a credit rating.
I don't have much of it. It's 15. No. We know what you might call the upper echelon of society. Yeah.
You are currently unable to secure the attendance of Virgil Marcus.
Uh-huh.
The servant is very apologetic. Cannot work out where he is. Or has been told not to work out where he is. Possibly.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you just do me a favour? When you can't find him, can you tell him that Dick Boss is here? And it's to do with the incident down in the home. And he needs to speak to me before the people.
Is it in the home down in there?
Yeah. Before the people who he annoyed get to him.
Understood. I'll do my best.
Yep. I shall get out a pack of cards and start playing patience.
Mr. Narsh, as it is for Mr. Narsh, maybe we should wait for him to come back.
Yeah.
Wait for him to come back. So it's the sort of interior you would expect from a Gothic mansion.
Yep.
There's probably a library somewhere, there's a piano, grand piano, paintings of gloomy people.
Uh-huh. Oversized chandeliers,
Highly decorative things.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly too many shadows everywhere. All that sort of vibe.
Mm.
Candles. Danny. Maybe Danny can sit in for Nick.
Yep. Once again. Are you supposed to be up there, young man?
Probably not.
Yeah. Ah, bless. But he's going into soft mode. He can hardly be spotted at all, really. Yeah.
Absolutely. You can definitely hear some odd noises in the general vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're getting a slight zoo vibe, noise-wise.
And there's some fairly strange stuff out there on the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're breeding stuff up here. Might be a way of supplementing the income, I guess.
Only if you can get them out. Mm. Yeah, but you've got the river.
Mm.
I mean, you know, you can always time it so that basically the cubs aren't there.
You know. I'm just not convinced you're going to get much in the way of livestock out on those barges. I mean, I had a cow in the back of a taxi once. And didn't go well.
It's slow plan.
Yeah, still one of my favourite things about the about Citroens. You know, designed to basically put a sheep in the back of the car. Just fantastic.
Oh, why else you put a sheep?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically, you know, the
roof rack.
Well, no, the boot of a C5 is designed to basically have a sheep in sideways.
As opposed to the boot of a things like a C5, which can just about take Gwyneth Paltrow's severed head.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's top up the old drink. Throat's getting dry.
You're making another brew?
Yeah. Roger?
No, all right, thanks.
The wilds of the Devonshire countryside.
Are we sure it's still technically Devonshire? It might be an eruption of Cornwall.
Well, we're on the... getting close to the border.
Mere Euclidean geometry cannot contain it.
How strong do I get, Mark?
Reasonably strong, yeah. Cheers. I'll pop the antihistamine as well, I think.
Wouldn't have thought it was a good time of year for it, but what do I know?
It's the cats.
Oh, fair enough.
So I'm allergic to cats, so I've got to be careful. But, nose is slowly blocking up in the morning, so...
Are we having another brew break?
There might be.
Right, well, I've managed to make the characters as well.
Excellent.
We've got Ophelia Cox. I'll live a good time. I'll live a good time. Shandy Lear, Dr. Crippin, and Captain Crunch.
Fantastic.
That's the main time, I suppose.
Yes, you do.
Ah, yes. Good old Dr. Crippin. A homeopath, of course.
By the radio, wasn't it? One of the first uses of ship to shorter ship radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, cool, because it didn't slake his line, but you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, are we getting veering towards Roger's body disposal corner again?
I mean, all he had to do was borrow a pig farm. Tricky in London, I grant you.
We're doing an adventure right next to where I live for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Got that market since you were there, I take it.
Well, about the day we left, it went considerably upmarket.
Oh, dear. Well, the house prices shut up just after you sold.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Tea? Good man.
Okay.
Right. So I think you were seeking audience with Dr. Marsh.
Hmm.
If we could.
Mm-hmm.
We just, well, we want to make sure he's all right, but we've got some...
Yeah. So, yeah, you wait briefly to hear. The tapping of feet on the stairs, and a gothic beauty sweeps into the
room. My God.
I will kick him. I will just turn around and kick Charles.
Ow!
Do I know who it is?
Yes, you do. It is Aspidistra Harkness.
Afternoon, Aspidistra.
Played by Natalie Portman.
Okay. Definitely put it out.
You want that fool? Oh, well, where are they?
Do you know where you? Colin Shilgut.
Put him down.
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah.
Welcome to our humble home.
Yeah. Hello, Aspidistra. Is your brother around? It is his brother. I'm not getting it yet.
Virgil?
Yes, of course. Of course. Of course it's Virgil. Why else would I be in this?
Out supervising the locals on this project again.
Oh, whatever he's up to. Need to talk to him about that business.
Which one?
The one on the hoe. That one is...
Speak to my father. I will have nothing more to do with Virgil.
Yeah.
Try my patience.
Well, he's trying everybody's now. I think he's getting to the point where Plymouth might be a little bit persona non grata for him for the foreseeables.
There's no hope that we should have to have him committed.
Well, I mean...
Or run for Parliament.
Yeah.
It's not that desperate.
Yeah, stick him in the Lords. Either put him in prison or stick him in the Lords, take your pick.
But what are you gentlemen doing? If you come here simply seeking Virgil?
No, we're also after Mick.
Colin Tilga.
Yeah, no, she knows, mate.
Yeah, Mick has a deadline.
The vet?
Mm.
Yeah, we need him.
I'm afraid he's retired to his rooms, he's unwell.
Oh dear, I'll have to have a quick word when he's up to it.
Good.
Useless.
Well, yes, but that's beside the point.
Incapable of fulfilling a simple request from my father.
Can we do anything for you?
No, you couldn't.
Are you
only once.
No, he really isn't.
I've read about one in a book.
You really... I'm aware of books.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the concept.
Oh, yeah. Got your books.
Good. Tell me, what do you know of the intricacies of animal husbandry?
Manure.
Yes, he majored in animal husbandry until they caught him at it.
No, I'm afraid you will not satisfy my father. No one can aid him in his hour of need.
We could.
No, you really couldn't.
Well, I'm sure we could get Mick feeling better. Sometimes he just needs a good crack of the whip. Oh,
he insists that nothing can be done, but I suppose... Smith, please take these gentlemen up to Mr. Narsha's room.
Is that me? Yeah, your room?
No, it really isn't. Put her down. You don't know where she's been.
She strides off into the garden somewhere.
As she's leaving, I say, don't forget, just tell Virgil that I'm here to... I need to have a chat with him.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Smith, whose name is not Smith.
Okay.
But they're always called Smith.
Of course.
Yeah.
They're called whatever they're called.
It's traditional.
Yeah, I'm Smith
and
so...
so in there. Did you feel that? She was talking about the animal attraction. That was incredible. That was... There was some vibing.
Yeah, you... Yeah. Okay, mate.
Oh, my God. I might feel a bit ill at this rate. Have a lie down.
Are you last going up then?
Yes, yeah. we're going up to see Mick.
Oh, right, okay.
Give him a jolly.
Where was that? Up here, I think.
All right.
Sorry, I still don't know where I am, this place.
How long have you worked here?
A couple of years.
Oh, is it that big?
No, I've just got no sense of direction. It's all servant business, isn't it, weird, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, you are a servant, though, aren't you?
Stockbroker.
Estate agent, actually, but I mean.
Does it pay well?
It's better than being an estate agent when there's no one buying houses.
Yeah, you picked the wrong career path there.
Yeah, well, yeah. But otherwise, I'd have to move out, and I mean, the market's no good for that.
Alright. Well, here we are,
along here. One of these. This one with the groaning noises. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, right.
So, he's off again. Dying for help, probably?
Yeah. Taking it easy. Alright.
You hear faint groaning noises coming from the room.
Hey.
Yeah, hi Mick, it's
Dick and Donald and Colin.
Charles.
Oh!
It was Colin briefly until I remembered my name was Charles.
What do you...
Oh no, it is Colin. Oh no, I changed. I don't know my name either.
Colin Charles.
Chuck.
Chuck
Chilgutz.
Chuck Chilgutz.
Chuck?
Yeah, it's Chuck.
How did you not get here?
Don't ask. How did you get here? It's like Apocalypse Bloody Now.
Yeah, I mean, they drove me up.
Yeah, we ended up going up in the upriver in this really nice lady, Phyllis. What was her surname?
Oh, I never asked.
Phyllis Marlowe. Yeah, Phyllis Marlowe.
Very good.
Yeah, dog. Trots out from behind the bed.
Hey!
There we are.
Hello, dog.
Gently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just been on my own here with dog.
How are you feeling? They said, can we come in?
Yeah.
Are you decent?
So, what have you got yourself up to now?
They give me a migraine, honestly. I just feel awful. They're completely balmy.
Yes.
No, I mean really completely balmy.
Yes.
She, the gorgeous young, Adventitia.
That's
it. She said you were supposed to do something for Virgil. Is it Virgil?
No, Joseph.
Joseph.
Oh, the headline.
Virgil's
there.
Virgil's the young cad.
Yeah. Much happy to do things for himself in general.
Indeed.
Yeah. They said you couldn't do it.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't, you can't. They all think he's this genius and he's going to usher in a new era of prosperity for Britain or these parts of Britain, not including Cornwall. And
it would.
Oh, they'll. I mean, the Aspidista thinks he's marvellous. He's a complete lunatic.
I mean,
not just like he was, more than he was before. I mean, really.
What, worse than. Worse than when he was at the fete last year than...
Yeah, it's gone really weird. He's got this...
I mean, that was embarrassing.
He wants me to... He's trying to breed plants and animals.
Breed? Or with each other?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you understand now why I've got this migraine?
Yeah, it's like in...
I've explained like 100 times and they don't get it.
Isn't that what yeast is?
Well, it's an organism somewhere between a fungus and a plant.
Well, yeah, but, you know, so you want the equivalent of yeast in between an animal and
You can't breed an alligator with a weeping willow. That's just not...
Well, didn't you read Attack of the Broccoli in my short story collection?
Well, yeah. But, I mean, that's not actual science. You didn't test that. You know, you didn't go out...
I put that on several internet forums.
Right, it's fine for a novel, but you didn't actually go out and try and breed giant broccoli.
The theory was sound. Maybe I should be the one to help them.
Maybe you should. John.
Yeah, maybe we can leave you and take Chuck back.
Yeah.
They may be
trying to improve things and.
Let's take Mick back, Rob.
They're trying to crossbreed plants and an alligator and a weeping willow.
There's a whole lot of things. They've got an alligator. I don't know how he's got an alligator.
They said you were feeling ill. Did you just make that up?
No, I've got a horrible migraine. I've got some kind of fever now. Belt of Dartmouth ale, I think.
Let's have a look at you.
He's very clammy. So he's feverish, clearly.
Button your shirt up, will you? Come on. I'm not that kind of doctor.
You're not a doctor at all.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Perfect.
Unless you count a doctor of horror.
Perfect creatures. There's the image of something.
All right. Maybe we should just get you out of here. How long have you been here?
About a week.
A week. You know.
They asked me to pay a house rule. I'm going to pay $5,000.
Right, well, I think a week's worth $5,000. Let's get you out of here. Can you stand? Can you walk?
Maybe.
We've got a ship waiting. Oh, there we are.
No, we haven't.
How do we get back again?
Well, we either get across the river, or we
borrow a boat,
or we walk down past, walk down on the... following the riverbank until we get to the...
Don't think that's a very practical thing to do.
The phrase, when you came in here, didn't you have a plan for getting out?
Yeah. High explosives, normally.
Alright, we'll sort
to be fair, if we can get across where the river... to the other side of the...
Where the bridge was,
we could just walk.
And what if we meet some of those feral kids again?
I've got another bag of Mars bars.
Right. Do you want a Mars bar, mate?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He says he does.
Okay, I'll give him one fun-sized Mars bar.
Can I have one?
No.
This whole bar, I don't... It's dangerous to go out. There's horrible noises.
Well,
shrieking
an owl,
and like,
it
wouldn't believe.
Oh, how do you get invested and stuck in these things? Are you just making this up for your next book?
No, it's. I mean, to be fair, you're pretty close to the cub camp, so I mean, it could easily be. Drums, shrieking.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some paracetamol. Do you want some?
Oh, yeah. That'd be
good. They're a bit buffed.
They don't have anything here.
I
have some ibuprofen. It looks like I was mad.
Is there any?
Asked if I wanted an alchemical remedy. On my back, adjusting.
All right. I'll give him some.
Midway, weird.
I will give him some analgesics with some water.
He is very gratified. If any of you happen to glance out of the windows,
we do.
Yeah. You can see, it's starting to move towards late afternoon. There's these fresh workers running around, so keeping the forest at bay, basically, keeping this in a clearing. They're also building something quite big over in that field over there. How's your archaeology or architecture or anything of that nature?
1%.
Yeah, go on, let's a little overall.
You never know.
Oh, actually, I've got a separate call.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
See, whereas I rolled 96.
I've passed a cult with flying colours.
89 will not pass any of those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's a sort of lumpy shape as far as usage is concerned. Huge grave, possibly.
Maybe. Wicker Man.
Could be Wicker Man. You are thinking the word ziggurat is... going to mind somehow.
Look, they're building you see that? It's like a step. You can see the shape of the building, a step pyramid.
Nah, it's just a pile of mud, mate.
No.
Are you sure there's something kind of laid out near it, but you can't really make out what that is?
Can you see next to it?
Some kind of shape.
Can't see what it is.
Pillar or something, maybe.
What's it, yeah. Right, well, maybe that's a Devon thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
And more traditionally associated with human sacrifice.
Oh, you think everything's human sacrifice?
Well, I know, but this does, though.
I mean, alright, there was that pub by Devonport, apart from that.
I don't think it counts as sacrifice if it's accidental. So. Mm. Alright.
Well, Marines, what can you do?
If... Alright, there's no point dragging Mick out now, because we've got nowhere to go.
Were there boats visible at the dock?
There's probably a couple of small boats, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give them some...
Down river's easier than up.
Mm-hmm. Pseudo-scientific claptrap to keep them flying? Or say you're going to have a work on it just to buy us a bit of time while we procure an exit?
Maybe.
Well, we've got to find Virgil as well, haven't we?
Yeah, good. Well, I've passed the message. I mean, I can probably give him something written in writing if need be, but I'd prefer to speak to him face to face if I can.
Probably not pestering the locals.
Yeah.
There's a whole crowd of them that he's recruiting because he's the only person offering any money,
really. Yeah.
What is he recruiting them to do?
I don't know. I mean, there's always stuff from the plants and animal breeding and whatever they're building. And...
I tell you what, I'll go over there, see if I can find Virgil amongst all that lot. Why don't you guys go have a chat with the guys at the dock and see if you can get one of the boats?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Okay. Mick, you could probably do with going with them and just sort of sitting out in the, get a bit of fresh air, get a bit of sunshine on your face, mate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can come with that, mate.
Yeah, you're looking a bit green. Mm-hmm. Green in the gills.
Not actually looking green.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he is looking a little bit green.
I'll let them, I think.
Well, yeah. Right.
Yeah, you can help him downstairs.
Yeah, all right.
Follow us faithfully.
Strong is Colin / Charles.
He's not desperately ill or anything, he's just...
Which sounds better on a book, Colin or Charles?
On a book.
Colin Charles Childer. That sounds really good.
You really need a one-syllable surname, so it can be in great big print with your first name in smaller print, like Stephen King.
Chilguts! Just Guts. Colin Charles Guts. No. Okay. No. Alright.
No, you changed your name once. Don't do it again.
Alright. Come on, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't count it's by accident.
Yeah. You help them out to, what, down by the docks for a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Passing these various... labourers, essentially, who are
right.
Various things. You two gentlemen?
I'm going over to the where they're doing the construction stuff to see if I can find Virgil.
So, off to your left, you've got the outbuildings. Off to your right, you've got the ziggurat.
Should be fairly easy to spot it in
very easy to spot.
Haranguing a crowd or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so you'll basically see there are a couple of dozen people actually doing work.
Mm-hmm.
This fellow looks like probably the one in charge of the actual workers. Waving.
Would that look remarkably like a certain Virgil Harkness?
It doesn't actually. It's this bloke.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Don't know.
Like a fairly ordinary bloke.
Alright.
Don't know who.
Yeah, looks like one of the locals, honestly.
Yeah.
Seems to be the sort of foreman. And you have standing on top of something swaggering. You've got Simeon Harkness, you would recognise. Big man. Basically does whatever his dad says.
Yeah.
But he's got the kind of force of personality thing.
Yeah.
Give me a spotting roll.
Oh, we're not there.
Yeah, that is 40 under 56.
Yeah, normal success to me as well.
Yeah, you spot the distinctive parting of the crowd as someone slightly unwelcome moves through a group of ladies.
That's not me.
That'll be Virgil.
Oh. Yeah. Right, it's up to you, Don. I'm going to go and talk to the Muppet. I wonder over.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I don't have a picture of Terry Toss. Why would I need a picture of Terry Toss?
Yeah.
Okay. You do not need a picture of Terry Thomas. We have a pic. I have the picture of Terry Thomas from. Well, take your pick, really.
Moustaches are involved.
The moustache. Yeah. The moustache is being twirled.
Yeah, exactly. It's got a cane to swaggle with.
Yes, yes, indeed.
He's actually a lovely person.
Yeah,
he was one of the nine.
I have this one with bastards. With the racket.
Yes, that would be. Imagine he has a racket.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyone
know
what tennis?
Yeah, anyone. Yeah. They can't do tennis.
Yeah.
Because they gently pat, you know, stretch out, pat one's buttocks with it.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
We should have sent churches all with them. They have so much in common.
I could learn a lot.
From yeah, and his eye briefly falls on you, Dick, and that sort of look of dismay sort of replaces his usual grin.
I smile at him with a very I am being paid to smile look. And start walking in his direction.
Dick! Delightful to see you again.
Virgil! Wish I could say the same. I give him a good, firm handshake.
Come now, fellow.
No. You would be... Okay, so, Virgil, come. Just come with me.
Yes.
Just... So... are you planning on staying here long term?
Possibly.
So you either you have two. So if you are great, not a problem. If not, you need to pay quite a lot of money to those guys from the Ho.
Oh, really?
Really. At the moment, it's all you owe them plus 10%.
But I thought the lawyer was...
No. Oh. No. The lawyer has... the lawyer is, at the moment, one of the more unexplained deaths in the area.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear indeed. Yes.
I don't really have £20,000.
No. 22 at the moment.
I don't really have £22,000.
And by next week it'll be about 28. Which is why I'm saying, if you're planning on staying here maybe for the next 10, 15 years, that's fine. I mean, stay with your dad and your granddad.
My father is
He's happy to stay here. He's not wanted to move out of here for now for, well, definitely more than 9 bloody years.
Yeah. Oh, that's you.
Yes.
Lauren.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Well, we've all been there, haven't we?
Well, we've all got, most of us have got the scars from her.
Possibly for different reasons, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, at least mine was a shotgun, not a cane, but that's a whole different story. So it's entirely up to you. I can go back and I can say, unfortunately, we can't find you. Or I can go back and say they'll have the money in... If I were to say that they can, that you will give 22,000 in, let's have a look at the 2 weeks, you've got a fighting chance of being able to be seen anywhere in society again.
Do you suppose they take an alligator?
Sorry?
Do you suppose they take an alligator instead?
No. No, I was trying to work out for a moment then if that was a, you know, like a bit like, you know, a pony or a monkey.
Yeah. If by alligator you mean £22,000, then yeah.
Dash it all. The problem is, you see, well, the family has come into a lot of unexpected expenses recently. Injection in the direction of Ziggurat and outbuildings.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I didn't really want to ask, but what the hell are you guys up to?
Faintest idea, old man. Father's ranting about.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, our other reason for being here is basically to drag Mick back into the sort of polite society and get him back to his practice and
get him to optimistic view of Plymouth.
Yeah, and I will off air tell you what a friend of mine who is from Exeter turned around and said about when I said I was going down to Plymouth, and it was just a spontaneous. Actually, no, I'll say it now. No, she turned around and said, "God, that's a shithole."
Exeter was rated like blandest city in the and it is a bit. We probably go about another 20 minutes.
Okay. Would you like to try and finish this in 20 minutes?
I doubt we will.
No. We can get out of here because we don't actually need to fix the.
No, no, you don't.
Thing. All we need to do is basically rescue Nick. Mick. No, we don't need to rescue you. You're safe.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you're safe. Yeah.
I mean, we could leave Chuck behind to consult. He obviously looks like he could use the consultation fee.
I would like to get to know the lovely analgesia a bit more.
No.
Aspidistra.
Not on balance, let's stick with analgesia.
So what are you doing while they are...
I'm wandering over to the boats.
The boats. Of course, yes, you're taking Mick out to the boats.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's some workers taking a break, you know, having a smoke. You're not sure what, but some sort of leaf they've presumably gathered.
Alright, do they need a key for a boat?
Usually not.
Alright, just look over
the boat. It helps if it has an engine.
Yep. Yeah, have any of them got motors on them?
Yeah.
Alright, just clamber into one as if I know what I'm doing.
There you are, what are you doing with that boat?
Oh, Virgil said we need to just check it over, make sure it's ticking. You know,
well, you can't be listening to Master Virgil.
Not Virgil, I mean Joe.
Joe? Master Joseph? That's very disrespectful, sir.
Well, I know him very well. We went to school together.
You're a bit young for that.
I'm well preserved.
I think you're having me on, sir.
Don, any help?
Do excuse my friend, he's a foreigner.
Norwegian
accent.
Yeah, we're just supposed to check the boats are working.
Oh, it's fine.
We're getting some special guests tonight, I think, aren't we? Wink.
Are we?
Wink.
Well, enough of them already.
Well, you know, with the. With the ceremony.
I suppose you could call it a ceremony.
No, it's not midsummer yet.
anyway, we just... I'm just going to check
it. Oh, for the drugs.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
What you got?
I got all types. There's smack pipes. I've got some devil's lettuce. Cheeky Vimto, you know.
He's got Vimto, lads.
Well, it's not on me. I've left it back in the crack wagon. But I'll that's why I've got to check the boat.
What?
I'm sorry. I can't resist the ability to let you, the temptation to let yourself dig yourself deeper.
Yeah. I feel a fast talk role is needed at this point.
I feel like this is where we're going.
And it's fast talk, not persuade.
5%. See, I played my character.
90.
That'll be 2 zeros.
Excellent. Excellent.
A zero.
A crowd of workers descends on you, eager to see what supplies you have available.
Yeah,
I will try to charm them into.
Well, maybe I can lead them off with the promise of drugs.
All right, yeah, fair enough.
Maybe.
Go for it.
Come this way. I'm gonna, you know, the old and I'll get them as far away from the boat as possible.
Is he selling drugs? I don't approve of drugs.
Yeah, I got you.
No,
drugs.
He's selling Vimto. He's got Vimto.
Vimto,
not right. That is Vimto.
Yeah, over here.
All right. Yeah. You leverage your failure into leading them off. You are completely swamped.
I know, I'm going to get murdered. I will try and give him the slip when I can, but I'll let Don do whatever he was planning to do.
Which is basically a bit of charm if anybody's left, and a bit of mechanical repair just to make sure everything's set up for a quick getaway.
Yeah, go on, give me a roll.
Both?
Yeah.
That will be a 0-1 on charm.
Oh, yeah.
And a 98 on mech repair. So, yeah, well, some of the plan worked.
Yeah, it seems fine.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
Yeah. You're from Scotland now?
Ah, yeah.
Well, I moved down from Glasgow myself.
Ah. There ensues a 5-minute conversation about cousins until we discover how we're related to each other.
Yeah.
Whether we actually now have to kill each other.
Of course, I have to put on this accent for a Master Joseph, but I mean, it's alright, you're payable.
Does anyone actually do an authentic accent?
No.
I'm horrified.
I don't know what it sounds like. Just doing a very generic
yokel. You're not fucking generic yokel nor Somerset, but
I wouldn't know.
Oh, that EB, my lovely.
And we know Classic Cornwall because of the great Robert Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very deep, Cornwall.
Yeah. It looks like the line is not in the best of maintenance. Probably fine.
As far as I'm concerned, all it really needs to do is float, because we're going downriver. It would be nice if the engine works as well, but...
Yeah, particularly if we're being chased, going quickly would be nice. And we're already being chased, I've dealt it.
If you're looking for any work, there's plenty going. What with the, you know, feeding the creatures and that building and that.
Yeah, but how long's that going to last? I mean, you put up a building, it's put up.
Yeah.
Then they look for something else to take or just turn you off.
I don't know how big this forest is going to get, but those plants take plenty of looking after. Need a lot of meat.
Hmm. Oh, a bit scavengy, are they?
Could say that, yeah. He's got some funny ideas, Mr. Joseph. I don't know. He's always ranting about making a thing that's like the perfect vessel.
Oh, one of them.
Yeah.
Had a preacher like that.
I said, like, these, you know, these boats are perfectly good. You know, what does he want? You know, a luxury yacht or something? But just goes on talking about Zophamog and that sort of thing. But, well, you know, rich people.
Just eccentric.
Just a foible, really.
Well, as long as he pays the bills.
Exactly. That is the crucial thing. Pays the bills all right. There's plenty of work for everyone around here for now. So, can't complain, mister. Strange family.
Apart from their delightful anesthesia.
Stay clear of Mr. Simeon, if I'm you. But, he's got a nasty temper.
Mr. Simeon.
Simeon Arpness.
Yeah, he's the big one on the standing on top by the.
He's also Mars.
Oh, right, okay.
Young Orson Welles.
Young Orson Welles. Still fits into a corset.
So, yeah, okay.
Perhaps that's what I need.
Oh, are you suffering, Mark?
Yeah. More than every so often it just twinges.
Yeah.
So, shoot me now.
You are down by the ziggurat.
I am talking to young Virgil.
Yeah. Who is
desperately trying to work out
how he can secure this money.
How he can secure some money, can he sell a crocodile for 22 grand?
Yeah. What if they'd like this statue? Horrible thing.
Oh, let's have a look.
Yeah, you can now see the thing that is lying down next to the ziggurat. If you go up the steps, you can see it properly if you really want to.
God, it looks vile.
Yeah, it's
the rate we're going, actually, I might be pulling Virgil out of this. This
seems to be innocent.
Something like that.
Okay.
Ooh, kind of
a sort of crocodile-y sort of face with squiggy bits and then a sort of weird fishy.
Like a nautilus with a crocodile's face.
Leafy kind of tentacles thing going on.
Lovely.
So my father insists on building. It costs an absolute fortune, I think. But it's supposed to go on top of this monstrosity. Obviously not of the slightest bit of taste.
Make an idea roll, because I have an idea, but I'm not there.
A Glaswegian voice whispered in your head.
Take that out. You could offer to take that out on a boat and see what we could get for it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll say that. You know, we could try and flog it.
Oh, do you think it would fly?
Well, there's some weird people around. Well, I mean, not just your family.
That's very true.
I mean, if you could get it to one of the boats, if we can get head off. I mean, we need to take Mick back anyway.
Yes, I don't think Father's very pleased with him.
Yeah, let's get him out. Let's get him out of the way. He was talking about something like trying to cross a willow with an alligator or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what that looks like.
Really very much interested in the family business.
I mean, that's kind of what that thing looks like, really. But
it does not, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ghastly.
Yeah. I mean, you've probably got more contacts in London than I have.
Oh, yes, dozens of them.
I'm just thinking that why don't you come back and we'll have a see if we can get that thing flogged. You've got 2 weeks, mate. Tick, 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 tick.
Perhaps I should see that boat.
Yeah. Should we go down and have a little chat and see if we can get a couple of the guys to wick it on?
Mm-hmm. It's going to need more than a couple of guys. It's a large statue, but yeah.
Yeah.
30, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly
a bit big for the boats we have available then.
Yeah, they may have another boat available. It's not currently out.
Yeah.
Maybe in that boathouse.
Oh.
Well.
They're cunning swines. Hiding it away.
Yeah.
So we'll...
No, I mean, if you weren't trying to steal the statue, the boats that are out will be fine.
Right.
If you were trying to steal a large statue, then you probably need...
Steal is a very strong word, considering that we're actually... one of the family members is basically coming with us.
Commandeer.
Yeah. And actually, we're not taking them hostage or anything. We're actually... He's coming... You know.
Why are we rescuing the bounder and not the sexy goth one?
Because she doesn't want to be rescued and he thinks the rest of his family are nutters.
Okay. I think we should go back to Alternaria. Or whatever she's called.
Adenoid.
Come on, we can go for some more A's.
Yeah. As he's coming.
Yeah.
So he will show you to the boat house.
Yeah.
Where there is actually a pretty sizable sort of launch type thing.
Yeah.
And we'll go and try and persuade the worker supervisor to put a statue on it or something. Mm-hmm. This may take a while because you're going to have to. They're currently being ordered around by Simeon.
They got the wrong number of tentacles. It needs to go back for repairs.
That's a crocodile. It's crocodile. Crocodile. Not an alligator. I didn't want to. Okay.
So I mean, this
crocodile.
This could actually be a perfectly reasonable conclusion to the story.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So
like the approach you have taken, which is very sort of gentle.
Yeah. Well, we don't actually. I mean,
apart from the fact that I've been torn apart by a mob of drug addicts.
No, you're going to have to extract him.
Yeah.
From the extremely aggravated locals who are finding he has no Vimto.
Cheeky Vimto. Can't see it, can't smell it. But you try it.
He's probably been stripped down to his underwear.
I'm a guardian. Not up there! It's not up there!
Throw him in the plant pit!
Help! Ambrosia!
Something vinous, lurching.
Oh my god!
Robbie San.
Don! Dead!
You can hear.
That will be a failure on my sound.
That is 3 points of sound.
Okay.
Down it is 60. A plant
monster. It's horrible!
It's very slow.
The vine!
Lurching towards you. You can hear shrieking.
You got another bag of Mars bars?
Don't take my pants off as well.
I've got Mars bars.
He's got Mars bars.
I wave the bag of Mars bars.
You are dropped unceremoniously into the mud as a horde of workers stampedes towards you.
Yeah.
I'll scramble out of the mud.
Junk food.
I lob it high over them with a catch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you snatch Chuck from the mud.
Pick him up out of the mud. Oh, you've been trying your luck with Volnovia then.
Yeah.
Slide him rapidly across the grass to the...
Fortunately, they can't see my current state of dress because I'm covered in mud.
Exactly, yeah. You slide beautifully through the lack of friction caused by the mud. Up to the boat.
And the lack of clothes.
What about Mick?
I thought you put him on the dock. Right?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, Mick is just sat there looking more and more
kind of groggy.
Hungover.
Yeah. He's probably feeling a bit better. He's putting some fresh air. The migraine's probably dying down. But you gave him some ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. One of them.
And he's got his dog.
Yeah, so. Experimental one, my friend in the chemist lab.
Right. I've convinced some of the workers to assist us.
It's the statue. Don't worry about it. We're taking it with us.
No,
just the statue. Don't worry about it. It'll all be good.
I will cower in the back of the boat.
Yeah, you.
So hold this. When the statue comes down, throw the strap over. I'll catch the other side.
Okay. And the hideous statue is carefully shifted onto the boat by these workers. You just paid us for this, right? Yeah.
Have you not seen the Mars bars?
Mars bars.
Once it's on the. On the boat.
Yeah, of course.
So
charge off in that general direction.
Perhaps it's Simeon.
You can hear Simeon bellowing in the distance. Something like, where is everyone?
Yeah. Right, come on then.
Hit me over the back of the head. And similar.
With a fun size Mars bar.
Perhaps we should hurry?
Yes. I don't agree with you often, Virgil, lad, but today is the day. Let's just... cast off and away we go.
Right. How's everyone's pilot boat?
I don't know.
0-1 for me.
Zero.
I'm kind of hoping.
You've got to go and pull. No, that's a helicopter.
Yeah.
I have got to pull. Well, failed.
Anything any good at the boat?
No.
Yeah. Unless I got a
default six.
I rolled six, but I've not got any skill
it's
in it.
It's not particularly difficult to start this boat.
Yeah.
So I will accept your 06.
Yeah.
Feel free to tick it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You start the boat. It's smoke immediately begins pouring forth from it. It's not very healthy, but is sufficient power to propel you away from the shore.
Uh-huh.
And the onrushing simian, mm-hmm. who has a sort of chicken egg sort of effects going on, is lurching slightly. Virgil!
Yeah.
You hear a bellow from somewhere in the house, which is presumably the voice of an irate Joseph Harkness, having observed the theft of his precious statue.
And,
sorry.
You slowly,
Virgil.
Shockingly, drift into the green hell.
Yeah, so basically, with Virgil giving the rest of his family a cheerful wave, no doubt.
Cheerio!
And we're never seen again.
There we are. Well done!
Thank you.
Actually, they stopped whatever they were doing by stealing this statue.
Yeah,
this is an
unexpected strategy. I didn't have a solution to this one.
There was
no solution. Simply, here is a problem. It's not even a problem, it's here is a situation.
We then even knew there was a problem.
The problem is essentially Miknash has vanished.
Yes.
Everything else is, you know, what you do with anything else that may be going on is entirely optional.
Basically, it's kind of a bit like I did last night, except that a little bit less freeform and an awful lot more. You've drawn up maps, you have worked out who is played by who, you have whole character sheets.
And I lived in Hendon when it was seriously done. This is very ironic.
Like, you know, so you could have stuck around for longer, you could have talked to various family members.
Could have burned something down.
Never burned anything down.
You could have messed around with the plant creatures. There's an alligator, there's an Ellie lion. You could have.
You could have made a new friend.
What the heck is going on with Joseph Harkness?
Yeah.
Who is definitely not being driven mad by an elder god.
Lots of options. You get a lot of Zothamog in
it. That's why. Yeah,
it's a great old one. Yeah. Is he a great old one? One of them. A bad one.
He's a link after thing. So.
Oh, doesn't count.
He's a bit
lost.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
That was good.
Bye.
Bye. Bye all.